Night Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is simply the greatest weekend.
Yes.
Every year, the greatest weekend. Better than the playoffs, better than the Super Bowl, because at this point,
right,
it's all in front of us. You know how I tell you when I'm reading a book? I hate reading a really good book, because when I get to be three-quarters of the way through the book, I start looking at the number of pages left, and I know that it's going to be very short amount of time before I'm done with the book.
We are at the beginning of the novel now, the season filled with hope.
Oh, do I love it? And this is the first weekend of NFL, and joining us now is our favorite guy in the whole world. Now, I don't know if he's in his hotel or on his bus. We'll find out in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the great John Madden. Hello, John.
John, hey.
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Yeah, well, it's always a lot of fun, and I'm on the bus right now. We're on the way back to the hotel now.
Fantastic. That's so cool.
So you mean even when you go to a city, you don't cab it or anything. You take the bus everywhere, right?
Yeah, we do. We go out to practice, and we'll go back to the hotel, and then we'll go see the visiting team, which is the Minnesota Vikings. We'll go see them in the bus tomorrow, and then on Sunday, we take the bus to the game, of course.
Now, you get a brand new bus every year. I think we've asked you this before. Are you on a brand new bus this year?
No, this is a new one that I got in the middle of last season. I mean, we get one about every 3 years rather than every year. This is a third bus. This is a third Madden Cruiser.
And, John, I know everybody all the time kisses your butt and tells you how great you are, but I want to tell you why you strike a nerve with a guy like me. I'm watching you and Pat do the Dallas-Denver game a couple of weeks ago, and you hear all this talk from everybody about meaningless exhibition games. They don't count. John Madden just says at one point, it's like halfway through the first quarter, totally out of the blue, Summerall's talking about it's 3rd and 10, they're in the shotgun. John Madden says, you know what? This is really great. And I immediately knew, I keyed into what he was saying.
Right.
He said, hey, you know what's great? These are guys playing football. Who cares if it's going to end up being scrubs playing in the fourth quarter? It's Dallas versus Denver. It's real football. Couldn't agree with you more, John.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, and you get to a point, and you guys were just talking about how this weekend is the greatest weekend, and I feel the same way. And you get to a point where you have to have it, and you just can't live without it. And that's what I think football is. I mean, it's been away long enough, and now you get back and you say, doggone, this is pretty doggone good and a heck of a place to be.
I think, you know, you have two times a year that are great. This time of year before the season starts, and then, of course, I know you get jacked up. We talked to you last year around Thanksgiving, which is another great time when things are just starting to really heat up.
Well, you know, they're really kind of the same. The thing that's so great about now is everyone has a chance. Like you guys were talking about, it's fresh. You don't know who's going to win. Everyone is optimistic. Everyone's feeling good about themselves. Fans all over feel that this is going to be the year for their team. That's one feeling. And then after Thanksgiving, you have the playoff thing. This team's going to make the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs. So now is the beginning of the regular season, and after Thanksgiving is kind of the beginning of the postseason.
Hey, let me ask you one real football question. How do you think that Shanahan handled the thing with Bubby Brister?
I think that he thought that the life after John Elway was going to be a simple adjustment, and he found out there wasn't. I think that he had too much confidence. He had too much confidence in himself, his organization, his team, his system of football and all those things, and didn't have enough appreciation for what John Elway really brought to that team. And I think really felt that, well, all we have to do is John Elway will retire, we'll put Bubby Brister in there, and we'll continue to go on and not miss a beat. And it's not going to be that way. I mean, it's going to be an adjustment that's going to take, I think, this whole next season, because John Elway was such a fixture on that team. I mean, he was such a great player, and so much history, and so much confidence. I mean, you would think with John Elway, if something went wrong in the first quarter, the second quarter, you were on the team, you say, ah, so what? John will get straightened out in the second half. When the third quarter, you know, the fourth, you know, John will straighten out in the last 2 minutes, and when you don't have him, and then things start to go bad, you don't know when to panic. You know, with John Elway, you always know, okay, we don't have to panic. Now, when Bobby Brister's, and I think guys are in the huddle and they say, is it time to panic? And I think maybe there's a little of that.
How many years have you worked with Pat?
This is Pat and I's 19th year.
Wow. 19th year. Then when you guys have stuff come up, like when you were doing your preseason game against Dallas, when they were doing the cut-ins where they had, I think some of the Cowboys cheerleaders are driving like this old stagecoach, and there was a cut with them saying, you know, happy NFL, back to you, Pat and John. When you guys came back, you started getting on a riff about how that could have been the Madden Cruiser way back when. All that stuff, and Pat goes right along with you. That's all off the top of your head, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's not rehearsed, I'll tell you that. Nothing is. No, that's just a thought that... See, you know, that's the one good thing and a great thing about working with Pat that I've always said. You know, he makes you feel so comfortable that you can say anything. And a lot of times it's just whatever... You see, it comes to my mind. I really don't edit. It just comes right out.
You know, if there was no football, and I don't know whether I asked you this before, or maybe it was asked before. I'm not sure it was. If there was no football, what would you see yourself doing? If you weren't involved in football as a player, as a coach, what would you see yourself as a, you know, as an occupation next in line to football?
I'd be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been, you know, that's what I was before. And then, you know, when I first started coaching, you know, they would hire you as a teacher, and then you would coach.
Right.
And I think I would teach handicapped children. That's what I'd teach.
Being a teacher,
I enjoyed that part of it.
Being a teacher really is a great, that's kind of a great lead into being a coach, isn't it, actually?
Well, yeah, and in those days you had to be, and really that's what a coach is. A coach is just a teacher. And we need more of those, and I don't mean to give a speech here, but we need more of them in high school football. I mean, that's where the whole thing starts. I mean, all of football and its future and its strength is going to be in the high schools, and it seems like, you know, I mean, we're doing things for youth, and we're doing things for colleges and endowments and alumni, and, you know, pros are getting, you know, public money for stadiums and everything, and the high schools are forgotten. And I think if there's anything that should be done, it's for high school and high school teachers and high school coaches and high school players.
I'm going to go back to that game you did, the Dallas game, because that's the only time I've seen you guys in the preseason. The one other thing you said that just cracked my butt up, and you caught it before even the cameras did, it was on a kickoff. This guy for the Broncos, he's coming down the field. He gets pushed out of bounds. He gets his helmet knocked off. The guy comes back on the field and goes down and gets in on the tackle, and the guy doesn't even have his helmet on. Well, John Madden starts screaming out of his mind, oh, I got a guy here. I got a guy for the All-Madden team. Will you really keep that guy in mind seven months from now?
I already got him. He's going to be in the All-Madden team.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. Who do you think's going to be, who do you think the biggest disappointment's going to be, and who do you think the biggest success is going to be in the rookie class coming into the NFL this year?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's probably going to be a couple of those quarterbacks, you know, on both ends. I think, you know, Tim Couch may be a surprise, but he really shouldn't be his first player draft. I think Cade McNown will be, you know, considered a surprise. I think the others, you know, Culpepper, for example, may be on the other end because they really just take their temperature too soon. And, you know, you draft a quarterback, and to be honest, he really doesn't have a clue until about his fifth year. Although they can play in those first, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, but they really don't put the whole thing together until they've played for 5 years.
Are you playing fantasy again this year?
Yeah, we're playing fantasy again. In fact, we draft tonight, and Pat's still upset because he thinks the thing was rigged. We only have 10 teams in the league, and Pat's team drafts 10th. You hear him say he just said it was rigged because he pulled his name out first and then put it last. But that's the way you do drafts. Now, as luck would have it, and he thinks I intimidated someone, and I swear as we talk right now to everyone on this bus and everyone said I didn't intimidate or cheat or do anything, I have the first pick in the draft. I'm the first picker, that's the last picker.
Before I ask you a question about our draft, Who were you looking at without giving anything away to anybody who might be in the league sitting there with you? Who are you looking at for the first pick?
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of people who are looking at Fred Taylor. That's a name that comes around. A lot of people are talking about Terrell Davis. You know, that's another name that's right up there. Some people are mentioning Steve Young, and then you got your favorite Brett Favre. So I would think I'm going to tell these guys here, because the guy that has the number two pick, our producer Bob Stenner, is here, and the guy that has the number three pick, Mike Roig, is here. Okay. He has the three pick. The bus drivers, Willie and Joe, they have the fifth pick. They're listening to me.
Oh, I got the
tenth pick. He doesn't care. He's reading the newspaper.
So you can't give
anyway,
a lot away.
So, but I'll tell you, I think, but I don't know yet. They're looking at me now like I'm not going to tell them.
All right. Let me ask you one last question about our draft. In our draft, which is tomorrow morning,
right,
we had a bunch of guys who were able to protect two players from each team from last year. So a lot of the good guys are left. But of the players that are left, let me give you a brief number of guys that are left. Ricky Williams, Keyshawn Johnson, Curtis Martin.
I think Fred Taylor is
Edrian
protected.
James, yeah, Fred Taylor is protected. Out of those guys, out of Keyshawn, Ricky Martin, Edrian James, and... Who else did I say? Curtis Martin? Did I say him?
I think you said that.
Out of those guys, who would you take first out of those guys?
Keyshawn Johnson.
You really would?
Yeah.
That's who your son's going to take, right?
Well, Mike, now you've just done the same thing to me that John Madden didn't want done on the bus. See, John, my son has the second pick in the draft, and it's been kind of a secret that as Mike just said, that he wants Keyshawn.
Oh, yeah, it's a real state secret. I've really blown the entire draft out.
Do you know who knows besides you, Mike, in our league? Nobody.
Well, you shouldn't have told me.
I shouldn't have told you.
That's why I just saw him last Friday. I was down there. I went to the Minnesota Viking Jet game. In fact, I talked to Keyshawn after the game, and he really looks good. And I think Vinny Testaverde, he's his go-to guy. They lost Wayne Krabat, so he's even more a go-to guy than he was before. He was a go-to guy because now he's the only go-to guy. And I think in this league, in any league, I think you want a player that's on a good team and that throws the ball and is the go-to guy.
All right, last question, John, and then we'll let you get back to the hotel. How is the food down in Atlanta?
Well, you know what we did? We had to pick a bunch of places. And, they said, well, you can go to this place. There's a sandwich place. There's an Italian place. There's a Chinese. There's this and that. And then none of those sounded like Atlanta. Then they got to, there's a barbecue hut. It's not even a restaurant. He said, it's a hut. So I said, now you're talking. I mean, when you're in Georgia, you got to go to a hut. We went to the barbecue hut, and we had chicken, and we had ribs, and we had dinners and sandwiches, and we had beans and slaw, and it was pretty doggone good.
Beautiful. Well, John, listen, you are the greatest. We look so forward to hearing you and Pat do the Minnesota-Atlanta game. Thanks for calling us from your bus. Hope we get you on again this year.
Well, Tom and Mike, it's always my pleasure.
All right, John, thank you very much. John Madden.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, for me, that's like having Jesus Christ call the show.
Did you do the thing with the buttons where you couldn't hear the farts?
Of course I did.
Certain people get extra respect on this show.
Yeah. he was talking about beans and stuff.
And coleslaw.
There you go.
There's no way not to do that.
Oh, the great John Madden. Now, that's how you kick off an NFL season.
He is always like one of the greatest guests we get. He always comes to play. And, he's sitting on the bus with his producer and with Pat Summerall, with the bus drivers. That's the kind of guy he is. And he is as into fantasy football as we are here at this show. It's very cool. I love it.
And now let's say hello to the man who made that interview possible.
Here he is.
The man who finally has learned the pressure that comes with being on this show. Rudy, now I want to tell you something. I busted your balls over the last month. Now I'm going to kiss your ass a little bit. That is a major league guest for the first week of the NFL season.
Well, Don, I probably owe it to you double. So,
get him on again this year around Thanksgiving time then.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll try to get him Thanksgiving week when they do that, all their turkeys.
Rudy, when you meet with him, and when Rudy goes to these games, he spends a lot of time with these CBS guys.
Yeah, and they're in Atlanta, which is now Rudy's backyard, so he's probably met with them this week.
No, we're going to go see him tonight. They're doing their NFL draft tonight.
Is Madden always as nice as he appears? I mean, every time we've talked to him, He's always the same guy that's on TV. Is he pretty much always that way?
In private, with so many guys, he might get upset in a production meeting. Don, you were there. He gets. Remember, he was a little silent. They all looked to him for approval and anything. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I remember for a couple of years ago, Rudy took me to a production meeting.
Right, I remember
where
I got, you were about that.
I got to sit in with Madden and Summerall.
Yeah.
I'm sweating about
really
the orgasm.
Yeah.
I'm about the orgasm.
Madden and Summerall.
I got to sit in with them while they were having their pre-show meeting.
I remember you were the most excited I ever heard you.
It was amazing because Madden was like a coach. I know right. They have a producer, but
yeah.
Madden sits in there, and
right.
He tells the guys what's going to run where, and he was a real, real freak about getting everything done absolutely perfect.
Right.
Yep.
Good guy, John.
No, that's true. And John, I would say, generally, is the same way. He loves to be, one of the guys as big as he is. And, that bus is really his home.
And he knows when he's coming on the show, too. I mean, I think what he is, really, and, you guys have both seen him behind the scenes, he's just a pro. I mean, he really, whether he's going on a radio show or he's going on TV, it doesn't matter. He always gives you the A material, and he always gives you the John Madden that we all know and love. And I think that's that shows that he's a true professional.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 years ago, people were saying, yeah, Madden's been on too long, his act is getting old. But I think Madden even heard those remarks, and he jumped his game up a little bit each year where he tries something different. Sure, there's some of the same stuff, but, I mean, he'll work at being
yeah.
a little bit different.
And when it's 40-0 and there's a pigeon on the field, there's nobody I want in that broadcast booth.
I'm telling you, when this guy's helmet came off, Madden sounded like his head was going to explode. He was like, oh, my God, did you see that? And he's way ahead of the guys
right.
with the cameras, because the guys with the cameras didn't even have that. All right, well, Rudy, you delivered. Great job tomorrow. On your hearing the column in USA Today, I see you write that we'll have our friend Jerry Glanville do Sunday. He'll do his first show on the CBS. You got the usual Yahoos getting together.
He's with
on
your
Fox.
Other good friend Randy Cross.
Oh, we hate Randy Cross.
But, I'd like to have Randy come on one time this year and see if he isn't better.
You don't want to give him a chance, like in the new slot in the pregame show. You don't want to watch a little Randy Cross and then see if you can have him on after the fact. No chance of you changing your mind.
I hate Randy Cross.
He's going to be out of the broadcast booth and in the pregame.
I know.
Show.
I hate him. It's a big toothy grin. And with Randy Cross, here's the thing with him. No matter what team he's analyzing, here's what he says. Just pick a team at random, Mike.
Okay, Minnesota Vikings.
I tell you why, with the big teeth. I tell you why Minnesota's not doing well. When we were with the 49ers,
the greatest team in the world,
we would run this play to perfection.
Big teeth. I hate that.
Well, he had that in my column today, boasting about his 49ers Super Bowl ring.
Oh, man, he loves to do that.
Well, listen, maybe Craig James can impress you, and he'll be on later in the season.
I like that guy. He's good. I see in your column you got all those guys. Of course, you write about Monday Night Football. You got Jimmy Johnson. Really? Oh, I guess not. It says squash thoughts of Jimmy Johnson going to Monday Night Football after the season.
Well, the number one rumor that I felt was that the day the Dolphins got eliminated from these playoffs, that Jimmy would be announced as being in the Super Bowl booth for ABC because they're doing the Super Bowl this year. But Chris Mortensen says, no, Jimmy's back in his second childhood. He got married now. He's working less, technically, with Dave Wanstead there in Miami, and he looks like he wants to stick around.
Yeah, but with Jimmy Johnson, it seems like one week to the next, you really don't know what he's going to do.
Well, that's right. That's right, Mike, because if they lose to the Broncos and start going downhill, although I do have a tip on the Broncos, guys, if Don whatever asked.
All right. Before we get to the tip, I just got to tell you one thing I'm reading in your column.
Right. Yep.
And this is the biggest mistake that ESPN has ever made. They are replacing Mike Tirico, who's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know their two-hour NFL show on
right.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're replacing him with Stuart Scott. As the host of their NFL show.
Forget it.
Rudy, ESPN has lost a viewer for those 2 hours.
Hey, Rudy, have you ever interviewed Stuart Scott?
Just with him a week and a half ago.
Was he Mr. I Am So Serious? I think I'm the most serious-minded sportscaster in the country. When we interviewed him, I've never seen a guy take himself more seriously.
He's getting to that stage that maybe you guys were like 8-10 years ago, just kind of breaking in at a real big time, and it struck him too much, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why this is all happening is that Tirico is now going off doing other duties like golf and other stuff, and he's doing his Thursday night football and college games.
Oh, that's a mistake. Mike Tirico is a great broadcaster, and he's great there.
And he's great on golf, too.
In the studio. He's great on that NFL show. And I swear to God, I'm going to punch the wall every time Stuart Scott insists on saying, "Booyah!"
Well, he may not say that on that show.
Now,
you like Sterling Sharp more than him?
Yes, I like Sterling Sharp more than I like him. Yes.
See, I like Stuart better.
Although Sterling Sharp's got a little Randy Cross in him. Because every time Sterling Sharp talks about somebody, he mentions, of course, when I played for Green Bay, I was the greatest receiver ever. All right, Rudy.
Okay.
Great segment this week. What is your nugget? Something we wouldn't have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
Okay, how about this? Don't look for those Denver Broncos to do a three-peat. Turns out John Elway wasn't just a great quarterback, but he was a great team leader in the locker room. And they've kind of falling apart in the locker room. Dave Shanahan's having trouble keeping these guys together because a lot of veterans are realizing they're not going to get their contracts redone to their satisfaction, and a lot of grumbling there. So let's see what happens even starting Monday night.
All right. Thank you, Rudy. Great job. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Rupert.
Okay, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. There he is, Rudy Martsky.
Remember, he's a workaholic. It's USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
And, of course, your serious sports fans would know that the coach of the Broncos is Mike Shanahan,
yes,
not Dave Shanahan.
Did he say Dave Shanahan?
Said Dave Shanahan.
And will no one give Bubby Brister the respect he deserves?
Hey, I think Bubby Brister got it up the butt in Denver.
I know.
I really do.
I know.
I thought that was a very unfair move.
You've been a big fan of Bubby's ever since you saw his mother when he was with Pittsburgh.
That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. When Bubby Brister played for Pittsburgh, his mother would sit in the stand and she would wear this cheap T-shirt that said, "I'm Bubby's mom."
Yeah, like with a turtleneck and all these NFL pins on it.
Bubby! Well, the great John Madden. We thank him for his time. We got a break, then we'll be right back.
Fellas, if you're going to talk dirty to your woman, you got to talk with authority. You don't get a woman to do any nasty little thing you want. You say that shit like a man, make a little eye contact, put a little bass in your voice, she will do that. Your woman is nastier than you ever imagined. But you gotta come correct, because anything you mumble ain't getting done. You can't be in bed all unsure, like, "Hey, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, I was wondering, a man might have a request, could you lick my balls?" Huh? I ain't licking none. Lick your own balls. See, if you'd have said it right, you'd have been in there.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that your guys' show was awesome as usual.
Well, good. I'm glad that guys were not disappointed with the four-girl show that we had today. Because even though...
Not at all. I would like to say, though, that I enjoyed the one with Buzz a little bit more.
I understand why, because I think our reaction was a little more spontaneous with that.
Well, it was newer for me, listening to Dennis.
It was newer, it was fresher, you know?
The Dennis factor.
He says it's the Dennis factor.
See, I think the Dennis factor kind of gave it a new... I don't want to say it brought it to new heights, but it definitely shook it up a little bit.
The Dennis factor, in my opinion, was a shot of Novocaine.
It sounded like if I was there, it would have been great.
Now you're going too far.
I don't know what he looks like, but that kind of ruined it for me.
Oh no.
It's certainly a criticism I can understand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, you know, people criticized Charlie Stossel when he received the two-girl show.
But at one point, I believe, when the gymnastics tournament was in full swing, I believe in the background I could hear, "La, la, la, la."
Yeah,
I can understand that.
That's true. Well, Mike.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, super show. You should get a video camera in there like an American Pie.
Oh, you mean so we could broadcast that on the net?
Oh, sure.
Right, CBS would love that.
Yeah, we'd be number one on their hit parade.
We'd love it.
I know you would.
It's a never-ending dance, sir. Please understand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, I just want to tell you I'm commuting out of D.C. right now with 100,000 of my best friends. I'm listening to your segment, and all of a sudden there's somebody else in my car with me. It's Major Woody, man. What a great segment.
That's a compliment.
It's affirmation.
Right? That's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Love that.
That's terrific.
Give a guy a boner on Friday at 5 o'clock? Are you kidding me?
Job is done.
There's no better thank you that you could give us than getting a boner on Friday at 5 o'clock.
You had me with hello.
While listening to the show.
That's entertainment.
You had me at boner. You had me at chub.
You had me at Major Woody.
Yeah, that's right. You had me at Major Woody.
That's exactly what he said.
Hello. Hello?
Don.
Yes, yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, Don, happy birthday. Hey, man, you know what? You just gave me the best birthday present that I ever had. It ain't even my birthday.
There you go.
You talk about having a chubby. Hey, I pulled out from behind these guys when they left your building, and that beautiful redhead gave me a great picture, man. I got a handout. Let me tell you, you guys are awesome.
Oh, man.
They look right behind me on 66.
A stalker calling right now.
Well, wonderful. Some guy actually drove all the way down to the station just to see those girls.
I'm still behind him.
Hello?
I'll be behind him all night.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Good, just wanted to call about your Four Go show.
Yeah.
Not all the men were enjoying it, even the women were.
Ah, the women were too.
Good. Oh, yeah, I listened intensely.
Good, very good.
Mm. Are you a carpet muncher?
No.
No, you you certainly have an open mind when it comes to things like that?
Very. I'm heterosexual.
Oh, good.
Very good. Well, that's what a heterosexual woman enjoys.
Good.
All good news.
Well, you know, this studio still smells like sex show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to say this during the middle of it, and I don't want to take, like, you know, the show is over, right? We have done, you know, the Four Girls show is completed, so
yes.
I will say this now. But I distinctly think that Dennis cut one during that segment.
I think I will go one step further.
Did you get a little, did you just, I don't for a real that, brief period of time.
I swear to God, I am not saying this for shock value. I think he more than cut one. I think Dennis had a BM in his pants. I swear to God.
All right, so it was kind of like, at one point, Dennis was moving around.
Here's what's happening. Dennis is on the floor, and they're strapping him in with that stuff. And Broyhill is leaning over with the microphone.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that knows.
And I'm leaning over kind of non-verbally, pointing to Broyhill, saying where I want the microphone to go. I lean back, and I smelled
what smelled like Duke.
Yes, not
right.
Not gas.
Right.
Duke.
Okay, because I was, you know, I'm at the far end.
And I went back a second time then.
Right.
3 minutes later. Cause remember when they put up on the screen? Somebody from the programming department put up on the screen too much moaning.
Too much moaning, right.
Too much moaning. And what that means to me is I got to run the levels a little lower, okay?
Right.
So I leaned back to tell Broyhill, back the microphone off a little bit. All this happens, you don't hear this on the air.
Right.
I put my head back there.
That's exactly
again,
when it happened.
It is the smell.
I am so glad. I thought I was really
more
the
than
only
a
one
fart,
smoked.
Mike.
It was really
more than a fart. Like he went to the bathroom in his pants.
You know, and
I mean, really,
because it went
swear
away.
To God.
When he shifted his weight, it actually went away. Did it linger over near
there
you?
You're wrong.
Really?
It never went away.
Okay.
Hence my theory that Dennis went to the bathroom in his pants. I mean it. I swear to God.
I am so glad that I was that Buzz. Did you notice anything over there?
I detected something. I'm sorry to learn what it is now.
I was going to mention it, and then everybody was having such a great time that I really didn't want to say anything.
Good.
But Dennis was over there, and it was when he shifted position, when they really got him like to move around, and you know it's hard for Dennis to move around.
And as a matter of fact, I really smelled it very, very forcefully when Dennis was going. When he was being shocked?
Right at the end there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's when I was theorizing that maybe...
Dennis was playing Winnie the Pooh?
He had a full diaper.
It's a fine thank you.
Hey, Dennis.
Oh, guys, great show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry if we have that,
that ruined it for you. Dennis, if you're out there, call us.
Yeah, we'd like to know if...
Because I'd like to know if you made...
Yeah, did you see a man about a box of cigars, Dennis?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, what's up?
I mean, most guys, if they see a show like that, they make out the other end.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, for Dennis, you know, who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Control
hey, how's it going, man? I want to tell you, this is a great show,
doing? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Hey, man, Dennis has got to be the luckiest MF-er on the planet that you guys bring his goofy butt in there and let him do that type
of
stuff.
Well, he rewarded us in a very interesting way today, we believe.
I'm pretty sure I would bet.
That's interesting. I wasn't going to say anything about it, and I thought maybe I was the only one that noticed that.
Robbie, now you be honest. Now just play along. Did you smell poop?
No, but I was also at a different distance in a different sector.
Okay.
He could have, if he was...
You got it a lot. I got it a very little. Rob didn't get it at all, so, you know.
Let me ask our producer.
Okay.
I'm good. Because he was right in it with me.
Okay.
Right when I was leaning over and directing him and saying, move the microphone more this way and move the microphone more that way.
I hope you're wrong. I'm afraid you're not, but I hope you're wrong.
Dennis, if you're out there, call in.
I just, you know, it was a poo smell that I noticed.
Did you smell poop?
I didn't smell anything except their liquids.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a little almondy or something. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
A little nutty.
I mean, what I smelled worked its way through all of those hand lotion smells.
I mean, I got it. The difference is I got it, but it actually went away at a certain point. Don was closer to the action.
It never went away.
And so...
It was like a baby who had a full diaper.
And that is the way, you know, being the parent of a baby, you know, recently that had full diapers, still does, as we're trying desperately to get her, you know, broken of the habit. I will tell you that that's the way it works sometimes, because you really, occasionally, you get the wafting, and then the wafting will go away, and there's only one way to really tell, and that's to go, you know, like that.
The only smell I got was the smell of baby wipes. Now, do you associate that enough with
the smell of poop.
Let me tell you once again why his theory makes sense to me is because I think if it was of the gaseous variety, it would really, we all would have known it because it would have dissipated. If it's more of the direct pungent variety,
and
the loaded diaper.
And you got caught in the jet stream.
Right.
And the smell that didn't go away.
See, it did for me, but you were right on top of it. And, you know, when he shifted position.
I was okay. I was in the eye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
Dennis enjoyed the show and had a baby Ruth.
Hello.
the show was great, but I do have one theory. Now, Don, did the girl put the instrument where you told her to put the instrument?
No, she did not.
Oh, okay.
The instrument never went into the bad place.
Okay.
Right.
All right, and I understand what you were thinking, and that's a valid point.
Sure.
That I could have been smelling her poop.
Yeah.
But no, she would not put it in the bad place.
Right, and would have been much better than Dennis's, I'm sure.
I would agree with that.
I am sure.
Much better diet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I was going to ask you if maybe there's an odor, kind of like a certain tree in Don's neighborhood, but what you're saying now, maybe it smells like...
No, I certainly didn't smell
that. Oh, you're talking about the tree that my wife smelled that said smells like a man's love? No.
Sounds more like maybe somebody was fertilizing that tree.
That's absolutely right.
Dennis Murphy, for all the times that you've called the show, but we haven't wanted you to call.
Right.
Call now.
He's probably at a Texaco station somewhere.
Throwing away his underpants.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Dennis, even if you have to go to a payphone, call in.
Please do.
Hello. Have we ever given Dennis the hotline number?
No.
No. All right, well, he's just going to have to call on the regular.
Give us a call.
Lines.
Please, give us a call, Squishy.
Hello. The mic show.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Good. Well, I'm glad the audience liked it. That's all the feedback I want. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Hey, who said that other guy was the king of having girls take their clothes off on the radio?
Now, I want to tell you something. Somebody said something to me recently about that fellow you're talking about. And it was somebody said to me, very astute to me, a radio guy was talking to me. And he says, you know, we've heard your show, and frankly, your show is similar to the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but there's a rule in business that if you do something the same as somebody else, you know what you do? You do it better.
Right.
And you kick their ass every time.
Sure.
And I looked at that as a compliment. This guy was giving me a compliment. You know, saying there's a bunch of radio shows that are like the format that we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but what we do, we do.
Sure.
And speaking of doo-doo.
Is he calling?
I don't know. Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, I couldn't crack in my pants.
Oh, here he is. Well, now we're
You're calling to deny it?
I'll deny it.
Dennis,
Dennis, I didn't. You know, Dennis, you know, it was, that was not my theory, but I agree it could be a possibility. Was,
Dennis, you know what I'm going to need?
What?
Where are you at?
I'm on a corner of Lang Street and 1 Clinton Street at the McDonald's.
I need. You're right up the street then.
Yeah.
You went into a McDonald's?
Yeah, I'm having a quarter pounder, large cutlery, sunga, and a medium Coke.
I need you to do this.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I need you to come back to the radio station.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Take off your underpants.
Okay.
And bring them in here.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
You're, I would like to really compliment you on your bravery. I would really, I would seriously like to be. Is there any way I could go up to the roof when this is being done?
Listen, listen to this.
How about you can't bring to the window?
No, he goes into the bathroom, takes his pants and his underpants off.
Well,
then he puts his pants back on.
Okay.
So we don't have to see anything.
I, that's not my concern.
He just,
what he's bringing in here really is something that might be, you know, one of those 2,000-year shelf life.
And just bring it to the window.
All right, listen.
No, he can bring it in here. I agree. He can bring it. I think really to get a verification. Because, you know, if you say come to the window, he's going to come to the window and then you're going to want him to come back in here.
We're not going
to
be able to figure it out.
But, you know, really, I am going to be a, I'm going to be all leaning right, against this
Dennis,
wall, and I want him leaning against
come
that
in
wall.
Right now.
Come back.
Right now, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, now hold on a second. I want to.
And we'll know if they're store bought, like freshly out of the plastic.
All right, here's Marlene, who was one of the girls that was actually in the show. Hello, Marlene.
Hey.
Hi.
I just want to let you know, he did do me in the bad place, but we cleaned it, so there's no. It was not us girls.
Oh, he did have you in the bad place?
Yes, he did.
Ah, okay.
Well, you know what? I just want to say something. The smell that I smelled could not have come from such a beautiful young woman.
Absolutely.
The smell
why,
that
thank
I...
thank you, sweetheart.
The smell that I smelled...
This is which girl?
Marlene.
This is Marlene, the brunette.
Marlene, the brunette, the beautiful brunette, yes.
The smell that I smelled came from a man's ass.
Right.
I agree.
Okay, you agree. So you got a little of Dennis during that?
We got a smell. Yeah.
Listen, be honest, Marlene. Did you girls smell poop at all?
I smelled something, and then I promptly buried my face somewhere
else. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good move.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll put it to the test.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Dennis come down to this underpants.
And we will also know if they are brand new.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Of course. You know what? Okay, now, there's certain things
so
I really...
What?
No, there's certain
say
things
it.
I... Well, say I'm it. Just going to say that when this inspection is done, if he is being completely honest,
yeah.
I'm sure that, you know, they were not. They won't be free of
right.
any moisture.
Right, but we will be able to tell.
Do you have a stick?
If he grabbed his pants. Robbie, give me a yardstick.
Doesn't Buzz have a stick?
Buzz, do you have a stick?
No, not that I know.
Robbie, go up to the engineering department. Get me a yardstick or something right now.
I don't have a stick.
I mean, well, you know, we don't need a stick. We just need Dennis to hold them up.
Got a coat on.
Right. They're his underpants. He can
absolutely.
Just stand right there and hold them up.
Absolutely. He's a trooper. He's going to come back here. Now, listen, I know where that McDonald's is. He can be here in, like, he can be here in 5 minutes.
I know,
here
so
now.
We're going to do a break.
Right.
And when we come back, we'll inspect Dennis's
well, no,
underpants.
If he's running to the Kmart where he gets his, where he gets all his underwear, like Raymond.
I'll take one more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello there. You're on the air.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
It's your birthday. Stay the hell away from Dennis.
somebody's just trying to.
Bad.
He's just trying to protect you. Hey, if Dennis is not guilty, we'll be able to tell.
Yes, we will give him his props if he didn't, you know, go into the bathroom in his pants for that.
So this caller is concerned that this will spoil this and all future birthdays for you.
Today has been a great day in the history of Don and Mike Radio. Leave it be.
No. This will make it a perfect day. And
absolutely.
To hold Dennis's underpants, we will use the penis putter.
Penis putter, which I never use, which is fine with me.
The golf club, which has a penis on the end of it.
Excellent.
So this is what we will use to hold and inspect the underpants.
Now you just keep that on your side, please.
Be careful and keep your hands up high, fellas.
All right, we will. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe.
Don and Mike, you don't want to see his underwear from the beach house. Let me tell you, it is not a pretty sight.
Well, we just have to verify that he didn't.
He probably did.
Right.
Oh, really?
Joe? I'm telling you, Joe, it smelled like a baby had gone to the bathroom in his diaper.
Well, that would be Dennis, because when the beach house, remember I told you all the mess that him and Cheryl were doing back and forth? It was pretty bad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
I tell
you, Joe, would you bet that Dennis went to the bathroom in his pants?
I would bet.
Really?
Okay. Thank you, Homo.
All right, talk to you later.
Our friend, Mr. Homosexual Joseph Chuckett.
Highly entertaining. It's like a great Hollywood movie. It's got sex, it's got horror.
We'll be back to check Dennis's underpants. That's got to be the first time we've ever said that on this show.
That's for sure.
Right after this.
Oh.
This is Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Is it Don?
Yeah, and Mike.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
You know the girl that just called and said that she allowed herself to be violated in a bad place, Marlena?
Yes.
Well, Marlena spelled backwards is anal ram.
A-N-E-L-R-A-M. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Marlena.
Very good.
Marlena.
Way to bear down. That's using your bloody noggin.
I can tell you the truth. I think about Old Man Cook. Every time I see the movie with Clint Eastwood where Jack, Gene Rayburn is the president.
Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
I say Gene Rayburn.
Oh, okay. I know the
movie,
one you're talking
about.
What is the name of the movie?
It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
No. It's...
He's a robber, right?
Yeah, it's where...
Absolute Power?
Yes. Where Hackman is the president.
Right.
And Clint Eastwood breaks into this old guy's house.
And he goes into the secret room.
And he breaks into the safe, and while he's in the safe,
right.
Hackman, who plays the president, comes in to bang this old guy's wife.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so Clint Eastwood closes the safe, and the safe has a two-way mirror
mm-hmm.
and a big chair in there.
Right.
Because this old millionaire guy
yep.
had this young hot wife, and because the old millionaire guy couldn't give her the old,
sit there and witness things.
He would watch.
I'd like to have the secret room.
And every time I've seen that movie, that's why I think of Marlena and Jack Kent Cook. Every single time. Marlena.
Bring him to the house.
Marlena.
Very good. Bloody good show. How about some damned eggs?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, happy birthday, bud.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I got a little advice for Dennis.
Yes. Oh, Dennis is here.
Yeah, and I was having a phone call, and Dennis comes into the room, just blasts into the room.
He holds his underpants?
I just got out of there. You know, I said, I was talking to my wife. I said, got to go, bye. And I'm just, okay, just come into the studio when you're ready.
Right. What about Dennis, sir?
Well, I just got some advice for him.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Was that Paul Harvey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he say gonads?
Gonads. Yes.
Let's hear that tape again.
All right, just a sec.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Hey, we got to get a copy of that tape. That'd be great for this show.
Where I can email it to you.
Where are you calling from?
St. Mary's.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Fantastic.
Hold on a sec. I'll give you a prize for that tape.
All right.
That's a good tape. Hold on. Dennis, if you would come and bring your underpants, please, and hang them on the end of this golf club that I have.
All right.
Dennis? Yeah, hold on, Dennis.
What's going on? What's going on?
Those are your underpants?
Oh.
Hang them on. Turn them inside out.
Uh-huh.
Inside out. And hang them on the end of the golf club.
I'd like to issue you a warning, please.
I'm not going
to
bring them near you, Mike.
Be very, very careful with that stick.
Don't worry. Especially not today.
All right.
You've been so nice to me today on my birthday.
Let's take a look.
Now.
Dennis?
Okay. Wait. You know what?
All right.
I myself cannot bring myself to touch them.
Right.
But
Dennis, why don't you hold them up?
Dennis, they really have to be turned inside out.
Can we bring the lights up, Rob, so we can get
Yeah, Robbie, bring the lights up.
Bring the lights up.
Turn them all the way inside out.
Okay, Dennis, come over to this microphone. Stand up on the stage.
No.
Come on.
You tell me. All right, hold on. Oh, my God.
We have worms behind.
There is quite a skid there, Dennis.
Oh, come on, Gon.
Dennis.
He's honest. He's honest.
Unusual.
Hold on. All right, now. Hold him up. Hold him up, and I'm going to show you something with the golf club.
Okay.
I want to show you what's usual.
Okay.
What's usual is, and look where I'm pointing here. Hold on. Okay. Now, I'm going to be like a guy on the Weather Channel. All this area around here, that's normal.
Yeah.
But if you, right here?
No.
No, hold on. Look right in the center there.
Okay.
That's not normal.
Okay.
That's like,
gone.
You made.
Gone.
I stand by my conviction that
gone.
Dennis
I
made.
I couldn't watch clearly.
Okay, we don't need that information. Let me see the front.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see the front now.
Okay, oh yeah, all right. That's...
Oh, come on. Usual.
We have worm signs.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Jeez.
What is that?
Okay. What happened? You know, after you're gone.
Oh, you geeshed?
No.
From a previous. Are those old?
When you go to the bathroom, okay?
Did you go to the bathroom?
You know how you
You shake,
no matter how hard you shake and dance, the last three drops always land in your pants.
That's what that is.
All right, well, turn around the other side again.
Okay.
I maintain.
Yeah. Come on, Gong. You have that.
Hold it. No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Dennis, there is such a thing as having skid marks and then having someone repave the street. Hold on. And let me just hold them up like that.
Okay.
If you look right down here, Mike, you'll notice that the skid kind of continues...
Yep.
Down the underpants.
Yeah.
It's very deceiving the way...
Tom, what is the dark stain above, the grayish
up here?
Stain? Would that be a former blood stain?
Dennis, what is that stain? The one I'm pointing to right there with the golf club.
Grease on the back of the underpants.
Working on the car.
It does not look like a blood stain, actually.
No, it's not necessarily a blood stain. Come on.
Dennis? I'm going to have to stand by my earlier thought.
This is usual for me.
Listen, I love you. You're a great guy. I think you went to the bathroom in your pants
today. I did not go to the bathroom. I maintain I did not go to the bathroom in my pants.
He's sweating and he's very adamant. I'm going to say that if those are the evidence, I am going to side with Mr. Dennis Murphy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That is an average stain for Dennis Murphy. I would say that that is probably a minimal stain for Dennis Murphy. From average, I would say that...
Do you not think, Mike, to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury, can you not... Can you not, with clear conscience, say... Right. That is more than an average skid mark?
It is more than an average skid mark. It is significantly more than an average skid mark.
I would like to point out...
The center?
Not only the center...
It's a soft, chewy center.
the additional bands of moisture.
Right.
And you will notice in the middle, the color is very dark, but even way up here...
You're grossing me out.
Even way up... I'm doing this like the Weather Channel.
I know you are.
But even way up here, look at this. You've got color way up here, a good 4 or 5 inches away from the middle of the skid.
I would venture to say that's an average day. Would that be an average day for you, Dennis?
Like,
hold on. Hold those up to the window.
Okay, hold those up.
Well, I think it's a worse than average mark, but I don't think it's any more than that. That's my opinion.
All right, well...
We've got Robin here for you if you want to get one more vote on.
All right, right now I'm voted down on this. Rob, step up and take a look.
I think it's an unfortunate incident, but it's not an accident.
All right, I am voted down. I am voted down.
It is unfortunate.
You know what I feel now? I feel like the guy that was prosecuting OJ. I feel like Christopher Darden now. I know I have a guilty man in my presence.
May I offer a theory, Your Honor?
Yet a jury of my peers has found him not guilty. Yes, Mike.
Not guilty if we are using those underpants as the evidence. I am saying to you that based on today's activities, I would say I do not 100% believe that those are the underwear from
today.
These
are the underwear. Guarantee you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you these are my original set of underwear that I put on at 7:15 this morning.
Okay. Well, if we could only cuss on this show, this would be a funny rhyme. If it isn't S-H-I,
you must acquit.
If it isn't, you must acquit. Dennis, let me ask you this.
Okay, Gon.
Would you plead no contest?
No, I'm not going to plead no contest.
When did you change out of those... when did you produce your underwear? When did you do the... Where and when did you do that? Here?
In the lab.
So you're currently now not wearing underpants, Mr. Murphy?
Yeah, I'm not currently wearing underpants.
I feel no need to prove that to the jury. Why don't I want to see it? How do I know that maybe you weren't in the bathroom at McDonald's washing your underpants?
No, I did not. Oh, come on. I took my underwear off in the lavatory in the lobby.
So you're not wearing underwear now?
I'm not wearing underwear.
And you could prove that?
Yeah, you want to prove it?
We have to get that proof.
Yes, we have to have that proof.
Just God, once and for all. Dennis, now hold on a second.
Okay.
You're pointed. Let me see, Pat. You're pointed right at me, and I know exactly what you're going to do.
Pointed. I'm just saying pointed at Buzz, but then you and I see the really the business end.
We don't really need a complete. You don't have to go all the way with this, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. That's it. All right. He's telling the truth.
Oh, my God.
He's telling the truth.
I do not know.
Dennis, listen. A jury of my peers has found you innocent. I will abide by their findings.
Yeah.
However, in my heart, I think you went to the bathroom in your pants.
That's all right. Take your time.
I think you made a mess in your pants, Dennis. But
come on, God.
Officially on the show, whenever this is referred to,
right.
I will say that you were found not guilty by a jury of your peers.
Thank you.
O.J. Murphy.
Very good.
Congratulations on your acquittal. Dennis, you've been acquitted, so enough with the come on.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Can I do a promo?
Of course you can.
I'm going to be on the corner of 123 and Main Street at McDonald's. I have plenty of t-shirts for purchase, so come on by.
So if you want a Dennis Murphy is a Major Epping Star t-shirt, see you in the parking lot at McDonald's.
It's only $10.
Now, will you be stopping to put the underpants back on, or are you just going to go?
I'm not going to put them back on.
Sans underpants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. Terrific.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Give those hands a good scrubbing before you start handing out t-shirts.
I do not lie.
All right, Dennis.
Okay.
I found you, you are officially found not guilty.
Okay. You're not guilty, Dennis.
So I need to room, you're going to lie on me again.
No, you can leave the room with a clear conscience.
Bye-bye.
Sleep well.
Tell me I said hi.
Tell Leah he said hi. I'll tell
Remedy right now.
I'll tell Leah, the guy that's a crap in his pants, said hi.
She was far away from my mind.
Don't touch that counter, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, that newspaper is toxic. Don't touch.
I just wanted to say Dennis is super nice on that. When he left, he offered to shake my hand.
Did he really?
I declined. Same hand that he's
holding those underpants in.
Dennis Murphy.
All right, you gotta give him credit.
He posted, he came in here, he produced his underwear. He is a trooper. Then he gave himself a plug to buy his t-shirts at a fast food establishment.
I'll see you there, Mike.
Wow.
We'll be back right after this.
For an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Man, I had a great weekend.
I knew it all along. I got this for you.
I know you did.
I knew it all along. The white devil would not let me down.
I'd like to thank Sammy Sosa for sitting on his hands during the home run race and making it possible for Dennis Murphy to come to my house 1 week from last Saturday.
Let's play this music one last time.
There it is. Yeah, the final tote.
And Mike, I'm going to be taking the home run race plaque home with me, putting it on my wall.
As it should be.
With the final total, Mark McGuire, buddy, 65.
There it is.
Sammy Sosa, buddy, 63. We want to thank International Collectors Society.
What a great way of keeping total that was.
Yes, at www.icsnow.com, they made us this beautiful 21st century home run race plaque that we've been using for the last 7 freaking months.
What you should do is put a little super glue into the back of it to commemorate the final score. What? 65 for Mark McGuire.
63.
Right. 63. Sammy came up too short.
It's over.
It's over now.
It's
finally
over. 7 months. It's over.
And
I am a big, fat winner.
And I began to prepare myself last week.
Yes.
Mentally.
Yes.
For this eventuality.
He's not coming to my house.
He's coming to my house.
Yes.
He's going to your house.
He's not coming to your house, Buzz.
Not coming to my house.
He's not fouling my sheets. He's not eating my food. He's not watching my TV.
He's coming.
He won't know where I live.
He's coming to my house. And that last one you mentioned right there. Yeah. I've given that some thought, too. I'm actually going to... I'm thinking about all the logistics.
Well, you could meet him at the station and blindfold him and drive him to your house.
I don't think I'm going to blindfold him, but I think that what I'm going to do is maybe like put a bag over his head. And I think I might meet him. I'm not going to meet him as far as the station, but I'm going to meet him at a gas station near my house.
That's fair.
I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, 7 long months, and it's finally all over.
We were talking about the kids and how the kids are going to handle this. And yes. we... Uh, You know, at one point it was suggested by my friend Brett, who stayed over this past weekend with his wife. He said, why don't you just tell him that the cartoon man is coming?
Hey, there you go.
Say the cartoon man's coming. The cartoon man's coming to your house. Kids, are you excited? Because but I can't lie to my kids like that. No. I can't lie, and then they'll realize that the cartoon man isn't all that nice.
So are you gonna ship the kids off like to your mother-in-law or something?
I think my wife has graciously volunteered to take the kids away for that Saturday night.
Well, now, you know, I think technically that your wife should be in on this. That was part of the deal.
Yeah, but I don't know what I don't know if we're going to be able to work that out. But I'll let you know if we can work that out. I'm not sure whether it'll be possible. He's coming to my house.
I know,
okay?
But I think it was part of the deal.
Right.
That it was dinner with the family, and that we agreed.
Yes.
That the children's would be left out of it.
Right, well, we'll see what happens. I'll let you know.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'll let you know.
It's got to be you and the missus.
All right, it'll be me and the missus.
All right.
It'll be me and the missus.
All right.
Okay.
Countdown now to dinner. Just five days, Mike.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
I want to tell you something. I'm a huge loser in my Titanic bet. I'm going to have to shave my head on the 1st of January. Mm. I'm a huge loser in fantasy football.
Yes.
I've not won a game yet. Mark Brunell threw for 85 yards. What a woman he is over the weekend. Uh-huh. But all of that pales in comparison to the fact that he's not coming to my house this weekend.
I'm happy for
you. God, that's the one bet that I didn't want to lose. Out of all those bets, that's the one I didn't want to lose.
Well, you know, it's...
That's the big Megillah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I tried to prepare myself. I was not prepared. I woke up Sunday morning.
You can't.
And I just felt bad about it. No, actually, I woke up this morning feeling bad about it. I just said...
Sunday morning, you still had a chance.
Yeah, but not remote. If, you know, I was... You know what? Really, going into the weekend, I knew it was going to happen, and it was just a question of whether, because Sammy, you know, had to jack two,
right,
you know, to make it happen, and I just knew it was going to happen this way. I knew it was going to happen this way, and so, you know, it'll be a nice dinner. I'll meet him like at 8 o'clock, take him driving to my house. A good chance the children will stay as well.
I'll lock them in their rooms. I don't want to be responsible
for
the psychological damage done by your sweet children if they see Dennis.
Oh, man, no, that's going to be tough. I think that we can put that, you know, their bedtime is 8:30 anyway, 8:30. Uh-huh, Elizabeth, it's actually earlier, 7:30. So if I pick Dennis up at 8 o'clock, the kids can conceivably be down for sleep before he gets to the house. Which is exactly what I'm going to try.
How will you handle Sunday morning?
That is terrifying to me. He's supposed to be out at 8 a.m.
8 a.m., that was the time that we agreed to.
Breakfast in bed.
Uh-huh.
I'm just working it out as I go.
You will.
Breakfast in bed means he stays in the guest room.
Oh, you won't let him out of the bedroom all morning?
Not until everybody is in their designated locations. Yeah. Then Laura will take the kids downstairs to play. And at that moment, I will expertly whisk Dennis. That's a challenge to me.
Sure.
I'll discuss that with my wife tonight. But I don't see... I am not going to let Dennis Murphy... Because, you know, really, she just... It's more important for her to be with the kids than it is to ship them off somewhere. Right. And so that's it. And if we get Dennis walking through the door at 8:30, I meet him at 8 o'clock, and then we get him out. I'll even go so far as to say 8:30, because I know it was the 8 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I want to be a stand-up guy. We're gonna add
8:30 to 8:30 a.m.
We're going to add a half hour on that.
You're a good man.
I will make sure that he sleeps soundly.
You're a good man. And do you know that we will hear all of these events happening?
Yes.
1 week from today.
That's great.
Because Mike's going to bring a tape recorder with him this weekend home.
I will tape the moment of walking into the house. I will tape the evening meal. I will tape the recreation after the meal, which will consist of perhaps a second-tier film that we will watch together. Then I will...
Are you going to tuck Dennis in?
I will give Dennis... I have got it really in my mind worked out. Here's what... And now I'm going to go back to the cartoon man. When the cartoon man comes to the house, he will walk in, and then we're going to eat immediately.
Okay.
And I will give Dennis wine with dinner. I will give Dennis whatever he wishes.
I hope you have plenty of wine on tap for yourself.
I will, you know, there's an outshot. Maybe my wife picks Dennis up because I'll be
you'd be so bummed.
No shape to drive. But no, I will pick Dennis up and then bring him to the house. We will have a very nice dinner, followed by an after-dinner drink, then more drinks as we watch whatever film. Dennis and I do share an enjoyment of
a love
alcohol.
A love of the grape.
And that, to me, is the only thing that's going to make this even mildly passable. So you'll hear that when Dennis comes over. Dennis, you know, I'll have a series of films. You know, we'll do that pay-per-view thing, and we'll ask Dennis.
I'll let him pick the movie he wants
to see. I'd like to pick Analyze This, a nice comedy, you know, nothing. Right. I don't want to watch anything with any high sexual content
and
with
Dennis.
And
you certainly don't want something like that Tom Hanks movie that's 3 hours long.
No,
I mean, you want a nice 90-minute film.
Then, for after that is completed, it'll be milk and cookies for Dennis.
Good.
This is just what I envision. A little glass of warm milk, you know, so he sleeps soundly.
Right.
Then that will be the first time that he will see his room. And then he will go to his room, the room that will already have the plastic sheets on the bed, you know, the special. He's got his own bathroom, which is real good, too. I mean, that to me, I'm real happy about that. He's got his own little room.
You have to bring the guys in the Ghostbuster suits in after he uses that bathroom, I'm sure.
He'll go in there, and the last tape part you'll hear is, good night, Dennis. Good night. And then, you know, if my wife and I, because I like Dennis, do you think it's inappropriate for Dennis to have a bedtime? I believe it's my home, and I can tell Dennis when to go to bed.
You set the rules.
All right, then Dennis will go to bed at the end of the movie, after his milk and cookies.
Like 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Yeah. Giving my wife and I some quiet time to, you know, really just bawl our eyes out.
And who knows how this is going to play out, but I imagine when you tuck Dennis in.
Right, and that's, I will tuck him in.
It'll be much like when we try to get him off the telephone. You're going to say, good night, Dennis.
He's right.
Good night, Mike. And then it'll be, a Mike.
Right.
One more, a Mike.
And if we stay up, for a couple of hours, you know, and just, you know, and we're going to bed a little later on, maybe I'll just put my ear on the door. And if I do hear that song of the wood, I'll try to get maybe a little of that for you.
You know, there is a chance, there is the outside chance that you two will bond,
mm-hmm.
and you will actually want to spend more time with Dennis.
You know something, you know, really, I could laugh and joke about this, but no, I'll tell you, no.
No
way, no, absolutely not. No way. And well, then the morning will be breakfast in bed. You know, I've always wanted to give him breakfast in bed.
That's nice.
Pancakes, some sausage, you know, I'm going to give him a big glass of orange juice, and during that time, he will have a standing order. He has a bedtime, and he is not allowed to come out of his room until I come and get him. They're going to be
even if he has a bad dream or something.
There are going to be a million rules. I mean, I've got a list of rules that I'm going to give Dennis for this whole deal. You know, the rule about where I pick him up. The rule about what, you know. I don't want him saying anything he's not going to say. You know, I want to make sure he knows the rules.
Well, you are entitled to make the list. This has been 7 months of pressure building up on both of us.
I mean, as much as I'm bummed that I lost, this might just the way it was.
Our greatest bet ever.
I think it was the greatest bet ever.
I believe so.
It was really a wonderful wager.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's over. And thank God I've won it. Thank God. Listen,
lost my golf tournament over the weekend, too. You know, I was leading going into yesterday, and I lost the golf. You know, I was sitting there yesterday just sitting on the couch in like a zombie state. Laura came in and said, how you doing? I'm like, okay.
And you notice I didn't call you until late last night.
When you weren't a dick when you called me. You were actually you had to call me, and I expected the call. And it was, you know, it was just the call to say, hey. You know, it's the final. I'm almost glad you called me because it softened the blow of having to walk into the office today. But you made that bad too. But it was you know, who likes to lose?
Hey.
Who likes to lose any bet?
No, I haven't played as poorly as I could.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I have been aware of your brittle feelings.
I understand.
Much the way I hope that you would have been aware of my brittle feelings.
I understand.
My God, if I hadn't won, there'd be a good chance there would be blood on the inside of my car to the
home.
Just a piece of advice for all you youngsters out there, take it from me.
Right.
Always bet on the American. You never go wrong betting on the good old red, white, and blue.
Oh, God, I'll tell you right now, man. I think really that all along, I think that Dennis will have a very good time at my house. I think I will make sure that he enjoys it. That's the bottom line.
Do you realize
that? But I don't see any reason. Do you see any reason for my children to have to meet the cartoon man?
No. And
I see no reason for that.
And listen, my kid is much older than yours, mm-hmm. and my son didn't want anything to do with it either if we lost.
No need. You know, I'd rather have my kids there because then, you know, as soon as we get Dennis out of there, you know.
The kids will go, Daddy, what's that smell?
Yeah.
Daddy, why does the guest room smell so bad?
I might actually, you know what I might do? I might actually put the kids down earlier on Saturday night. That's exactly what I'm
like about 5. Give them lots of tussin.
Yeah, lots of tussin. Because 8:30, 8:30 is just too, you know, because with kids, we get up early, just too far. That's too much stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather have them in,
you know. You might want to do, keep them up all night Friday night.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
You might think about keeping them up all night Friday night.
That's a great idea.
So that, like, they're zonked out, like, by 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Give you and the missus a chance to fumigate the house.
And I'm giving Dennis, Dennis said peanut butter and jelly. No, gonna make him a nice steak dinner on Saturday night.
Excellent.
And, with a nice bottle of wine.
I can't tell you how many people at the Redskins game yesterday came up to me talking about this bet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I thought at one point, some guy was goofing with me, a guy that works for the Redskins staff said, you know, they're going to put it up on the big Jumbotron.
Right.
And I said, are they really? Oh, I can't wait for this.
He was busting your chops.
They put up on the Jumbotron McGuire 65,
right.
Sosa 63.
Right.
I thought they were going to put, you know, Dennis Murphy has to spend the night in Mike's house.
Oh, man.
Lots lots of people interested in this bet of the game.
Yeah, a lot of people were following this. A lot of people were following this. And so... You know, I'm prepared. I will make it as pleasant as I can, but we will meet at a neutral location. I'm not, that's right. I will simply blindfold him.
Jimbo. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Knew it all along.
Mike.
Yes, sir. Well, you knew that would happen. Hi.
Yeah, keep it together, Mike.
I'm sorry. There. Hello, Donovan, my dude. Hello, Donovan Mike Show.
Mike, I just wanted to bust your chops because you easily could have won this.
How? How could he have won? It's not like he's hitting the home runs.
The first day that Don offered you the bet was McGuire would hit 70 again, and then you changed it, making it a Sosa versus McGuire. You screwed up right from the beginning.
Well, you know, the difference between you and me?
You suck.
No, you remember that. You remember that. That's how pathetic you are.
I didn't remember that myself.
I didn't remember that. No.
Boy, am I glad you didn't pick me up on that.
That's for sure.
Holy cheese and crackers.
No, I don't remember that. But some people, I guess, do remember that if they are lacking a life.
Well, if you remember how the bet really came down, we really couldn't decide what to bet until Frida called in, and she came up with the idea of having Dennis spend the night at one of our houses.
Right, right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
So you can blame her.
Well, I still think that there, you know, it was worse for me when I had to dye my hair blonde.
You know, I've done a lot of thinking about that, and I told people over the weekend, and I really mean this, if given the choice, and I was facing both of having to shave my head, which I'm going to have to do on the 1st of January, or have Dennis come to stay at my house for a night.
Right.
The thought of shaving my head is so much better than having Dennis come to spend the night.
Well, I should point out to you that that's also in January. So you might feel like, the night before we all come back to work, you're probably going to just feel a little bit different about that.
Maybe so.
Yeah, just a little bit because the...
Maybe so.
You know, as the beard and the hair comes off...
Well, I don't know. I'll just have to think back about Dennis spending the night at your house.
Use that...
Maybe feel a little better.
Use that to make you feel better.
A little motivation.
A little motivation. You know, it's like, you didn't... You know, it'd be one thing... That would have meant that every major bet for the year...
I would be a big loser on all the bets.
In the loss column. But, you know, and the reason that you lost the bet for the hair is because I wasn't involved with it. See, if I'd been involved with it, it's a slam dunk. You would have won that.
Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, hi.
Chuck, buddy. Up, Chuck.
Hey, Mike, you think Dennis is going to get geisha in his room?
Well, those are, you know, you remember what I meant? Remember when I mentioned the rules? That's going to be one of the rules.
No sex rule?
But yeah, no.
What if it's involventary during the middle of the night?
If it's involuntary, that's what bleach is for. You know, and
TV
I'll
TV with pay-per-view in it?
You know, I'm not, you know, as a matter of fact, I would say I was going to inspect the sheets, but it's not.
No.
The sheets are going to be thrown out.
Burn them.
So, it doesn't matter. We're going to put sheets on that are, like, on their last legs anyway, you know. Perhaps sheets that the kids have had a problem with, you know, and then they'll be gone. You know, but there will be plastic underneath.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what do you think chances are Dennis is going to be kind of like Bill Murray and What About Bob after this is over?
You know, I think we've been slamming Dennis an awful lot here, but Dennis is not into that area. Dennis is not going to be somebody. He really basically does what he's told.
So you don't think that Sunday night he's going to be coming back for dinner again?
I need. Gimme. I need.
I'll take a baby step.
I'll call you in 2 hours.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
Nothing says it better. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
What do you plan on doing with your toilet after this event? Are you going to incinerate it, sanitize it?
Well, I think, the cleaning products that we have now can be sanitized very, very effectively. But
you could tell him not to sit.
But
you could tell him just to squat and not actually put his butt on your toilet seat.
Get one of those plastic rings that you see in all those, fast food restaurant toilets.
Dentist.
Everybody's helping.
Maybe he's getting angry listening to this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Going to do something.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do you think maybe when Dennis comes over, you guys might have a menage a trois?
Oh,
the horror.
I don't think so.
A little wine, some sex movies.
Oh, yeah. 100% chance that'll be happening.
Absolutely. You and your wife and Dennis end up in bed together.
I do feel that. You know, my wife, I don't believe, has ever met Dennis Murphy.
Oh, really?
I don't think she's ever met him.
Yeah. And she's in for
Have
you braced her for...
Oh, she knows the reality.
She knows. I mean, believe me, I've been emotionally preparing myself, and she's gotten some of that.
Oh, good. Hello, Don and my show. Margo.
Yes.
Margo, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, we're great, thank you.
I want to tell you guys I love you.
Love you more.
And I think that you should find out a dinner that makes people sleepy.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife cooks a mean turkey. Maybe we'll give it to... And turkey's a funny food.
You know what you can do? You like spike his food with get a couple of Tylenol PMs,
mm-hmm,
and ground him up into his iced tea.
I think if I give him wine and turkey, that's exactly what we'll have. I'll ask him. I'll ask him if he doesn't mind this way. Well, he said he didn't eat anything, like peanut butter and jelly. So I think we'll make him a nice turkey dinner.
But then you run the risk that he maybe falls asleep in front of the TV, and then you actually have to pick him up and carry him to his room.
That is so true. That is horrible. I don't want to have to even... I really don't want to have any physical contact with him.
Hello.
Outside of shaking his stump when he comes in, which I always do. You do, too.
We always
shake Dennis's stump just to say, you know, it's okay that you don't have a hand. You shake his stump.
No problem with that.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you shake his stump and then but I don't want to... Yeah, see, with Dennis, I don't want to have to carry him up to bed.
Hello.
I don't want to carry him up to bed.
Hello, not in my show.
You're right about that.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
The first sign of sleepiness... He will be...
Bedtime.
To bed. What a day.
Hello, Pat.
Yes, how you doing?
We're great, thank you.
Mike, question for you.
Sir.
Your timing is perfect. You and Dennis will be able to spend quality time bonding watching the Red Sox in the playoffs.
You know, there probably is going to be a Saturday night game.
Oh my God.
Well, then right next to you.
We will not be watching a movie. We will be watching the Red Sox.
Imagine that. You'll be able to share the joy of the Red Sox being in the playoffs with your best buddy, Dennis Murphy.
The nice thing about that, though, I will be completely removed from the situation. I will not be focused on Dennis. Did I mention also my niece is flying into town for a visit this weekend?
Your sister's daughter?
Yeah, and thank God she made arrangements to visit a friend at the University of Maryland and then come out to our house on Sunday night. This is before any of this. There was a chance that, say, hi, welcome to my, she's never been in my house before. You know, I said, welcome to my house. Here's my best friend.
Hello, here's Dave in Vermont.
Hey, radio gods. You know, Mike, you do have the distinct danger of Dennis coming over and impressing you so much that you guys will become the best of friends.
Well, I'm not going to close the door on that eventuality. I'm simply saying now that's certainly more possible than menage a trois.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Here's Tim and Beemore. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I got a suggestion. I don't know if y'all ever watched Seinfeld, but if you ever saw the episode with the bubble boy.
Boy in the bubble.
Yeah, maybe you could get one of those bubbles in your house, put him in there.
Hey, Mike, just call the bubble man. Bubble man.
Bubble man. Can you set it up in the guest room? Bubble man.
Bubble man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to ask Mike if he would let Dennis shower in the morning.
Yes. Yes, Dennis will be allowed to shower. Don, I believe you would address that subject.
Yes, I would let him shower also.
He is allowed to shower.
Although, if he chooses. Didn't we agree, though, at one point that if the weather was okay, that both you and I would be able to keep the option open?
Right.
Put him in a bathing suit and going outside just hosing him off?
Hosing him off. But, you know, to be honest with you, after the evening meal, I don't see necessarily, on certain Saturday mornings, I've been known to throw the baseball cap on and go out to the grocery store, So if Dennis wants to go, I might buy him a real nice cap. And, as a gift, as like a house guest gift, and that might encourage, that's exactly, man.
You know, you could just write that in the rules.
Stuff down.
You could write it in the rules that he can't shower. Of course, then, you got to live with him on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You got to live with the smell of the unwashed Murph.
But I would assume Dennis is going to sleep right up until You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am hoping that I have to wake him up.
I disagree. I think it's going to be like a kid on Christmas morning. I imagine that Dennis will be sitting in his room. He'll wake up at about 4 a.m. knowing that his time with you is limited.
Booze.
Just waiting for you.
Booze.
Okay.
I'm just going to load them up. I'm going to load them up so
you know
so
how
really
kids
like,
are on Christmas Eve, though.
I understand, but I'm just going to make sure that it doesn't matter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, my brothers.
Hey, my friends.
Hey, Mike, what you got to do after breakfast in the morning, you got to take him to the club for a round of golf.
That is real funny. You're a very funny man, sir. Remember that menage with trois that I said there was no chance? There's least less of a chance that he's going to do that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You take him to your fancy country clubs.
Right.
Hello. Mike.
Hi.
Who's your friend?
God, so glad this bit wasn't embellished at all. You know what I mean?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Austin. This is a very good friend of Dennis Murphy.
Oh, you're a friend of Dennis's?
Yes.
And so are we. So are we.
About his Soyad underpants.
Oh, you what?
Are you the guy who bought his underpants?
Exactly.
You're the guy that bought his brown stained underpants when they were hanging?
The first one, yes, sir.
When they were hanging from his radio antenna up at McDonald's?
Yep, that's me.
How much did you pay for those underpants?
$40.
Why would you possibly, on God's green earth, pay $40 for a pair of stained Dennis Murphy underpants?
Well, Dennis Murphy is my friend, and I've been, you know, following him, wherever you have your Las Vegas show, I meet with him, and I like him, and, you know, so it just, you know, I don't know, I just love him.
You know, you could probably sell the sheets, Mike. You could probably go on eBay.
So
you could probably sell the Dennis Murphy sheets, the used sheets. I'm sure someone would buy them.
I think I'll do that. I think I'll bring him in Monday. I'll bring him in to show you.
And we go online on eBay and get you a bid going on eBay.
All right. Or I might just, why don't we just give them away on Monday? I'll bring the sheets in and we can give them away to the 100th caller.
Okay.
Instead of having to get on eBay.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay, that's a good
one. So what you want to do is, I want to wear the Dennis Murphy's underpants in my head, and we are going to visit Uncle Mike's house.
You want to wear the underpants on your head when? What, sir? What's the last part of that?
We are going to, me and Dennis Murphy are going to visit Uncle Mike's house together.
What do you mean?
Who's going to visit Uncle Mike's house?
Dennis Murphy and me.
No, that's not happening.
No visitors allowed, sir.
No, we are coming.
You know, as scared as I am of having Dennis in my house, having somebody that paid $40 for his soiled painting underpants scares me even more.
Hello, here's Keith in South Carolina. Keith.
In a bikini contest, plus car stereo and accessories.
Keith?
All weekend. Oh,
okay. Turkey dinner, lots of wine, cookies and milk before bed. Out by 8 a.m.
No shower.
And then the big one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis is going to be having steak, right?
No, we switched to turkey because it'll make him sleep better. Quicker.
Well, even with turkey, I think you might want to think about it, think it through a little bit more. Who's going to be cutting his food?
Well, he cuts his food.
He does with just the stump?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he does. He's very skillful with that stump.
Well, I'm sure, you know...
I find myself wanting... You know what? Maybe it's because I've lost his bet, but I'm going to start to defend our friend Dennis Murphy. Well, he is a very functional citizen.
And I know that your wife, like most of them, has a mothering instinct. And I would bet that if Dennis had a problem, your wife wouldn't mind cutting his food for him.
I know she would.
Right, I know.
I know she would. I guarantee you she would.
Hello? Oh, ow. Okay, one more call.
Chris. There's the list of...
Turkey dinner, lots of wine, cookies and milk, out by 8 a.m. Keep children away.
That is it.
Hello, Chris.
Keep them away from the cartoon, man.
Chris.
Hey, yeah. Hey, check this out. Before you know it, Mike's kids will be saying, Uncle Dennis, Uncle Dennis. Read it to story, Uncle Dennis.
Isn't that a nightmare?
When's Uncle Dennis coming back?
Uncle Dennis is coming back after the nuclear winter.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye. Well, that's it. It's over. 7 months.
Yes.
Done.
I will tape meticulously the visit from Dennis, and you'll have all the details a week from today.
I'm sure we're going to hear from him at some point on today's show. No, he's excited about this. He had a big weekend.
Didn't he say he wanted to stay at my house?
Yeah, you were his favorite.
This is the Don.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families too. Now let's talk about the game.
Obviously, the ref's not going to do their job. They're going to let them set moving picks out there. So I was trying to separate a shoulder or break a rib. I was serious.
There's not much talking you can do today. Just a lot of tight sphincters. A lot of tight sphincters in the Houston area today.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Here now is Dennis P. Murphy, major effing star.
All right, Dennis, I have a question.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, what is this plague comment? What are you talking about? That's the bet. That's the bet.
Dennis,
Dennis,
listen to me for a minute. If I had lost the bet, I would also want you in and out of my house. Buzz?
Hey, same here. In and out. In at 8, out at 8. Thank you. Thank you, boys. Thank you. Do you understand that, Dennis?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
It's an honor coming to your house, Mike.
Dennis, you're already in that mode, and I'm serious here. You're already in that effing me mode, and I want you to get out of that mode because that's not the way we're going to play this. Do you understand me? I want to make that very, very clear.
Said,
we're going to have a very hold on. This is important for me to tell Dennis.
Boys, we have a whole week to go till
Dennis.
This happens.
Let me tell you right now. I want you to have a pleasant evening. But I just don't want it to be this way. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Rob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras.
Turkey dinner.
The star began to videotape sexual encounters.
As co-star winner Klemperer recalls, I don't know if you call them
pornographic, but they were
at a predetermined location.
Erotic films on the
8 o'clock.
Yeah, and the 8 o'clock bye-bye is very, very sharp.
And Dennis, listen, don't be offended because of the same rules that I would use if I lost and rules that Buzz would use if Buzz lost.
That's right. Okay. But are you going to give me a bubble bath in the morning?
No, Dennis, you will not get a bubble bath. I don't think you'll have time. We're going to have a lot of evening on Saturday night, Dennis. We're going to have a lot of fun. Probably watching the baseball game together.
Watching the Red Sox move for the umpteenth time.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't, but who knows? Hey, no, I was just about to say something. No. Man, I got to stop myself. Red Sox win, I was going to say, hey, Dennis, you're good luck. No.
Might have to bite you back.
That's right. No, we won't be doing that. No, I don't think so. I think we'll have a nice time, Dennis.
Yeah, I can have a good time, Mike.
That's
don't
right.
worry. Oh, I did meet Laura before, and she's a very nice lady.
Oh, good. Okay, so you have met my wife before.
Yeah, she called me in dreadlocks, but she met me.
She saw you in dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Why were you wearing dreadlocks, Dennis?
I don't know. At Secret one kind of Ocean City.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Very, very good. Well, it's going to be just... I've described it to all of my friends here as a little slice of heaven.
It will be a great slice of heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I hope you like turkey.
I prefer steak, but if you want to cook turkey, that's fine.
Absolutely, Dennis. And for you, only the finest. And what? Are you a white or a red drinker?
Red wine.
Red wine?
Red wine.
I've got lots of red wines. Shocker, in my house, yes.
And Dennis, what is your normal bedtime on a normal school day? What's your bedtime?
Probably 12:30.
Okay, it's going to be just a little earlier on Saturday night.
How early?
It depends, Dennis. Really, we'll watch the game. We're going to watch the game.
Okay.
If there's a playoff game, we'll watch the game. If it goes extra innings, it could be 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock
we'll
in the morning.
Play by ear. That's what you say.
But, and will you do me the favor, the courtesy of rooting for the Red Sox?
For you, Mike, I will, but, Mike, don't get your hopes up.
I won't, but I'd like to hear your, like, high-pitched squeal if the Red Sox do something well.
And I would love to be in the room. Well, I'll be able to hear it.
Right.
Yeah. When the Red Sox lose.
Right.
When you face that reality, and then you look to your left, and you notice you just shared that low moment with Dennis P. Murphy.
That'd be a great tape. That'll be like, go to bed, Dennis.
I'm looking, Mike, off again.
And Dennis, for breakfast, and so the menu really is up to you. I think turkey, that sounds good to you. You know, I'll give you the choice, turkey or some nice steaks.
I'd like to have steak, please.
All right, then I'll get you steak, and then in the morning, would you like eggs or pancakes?
French toast.
French toast is easy. In fact, French toast is my first choice.
Yeah, I don't want to jump in here, but why don't you make him your hats and tails?
Hats and coats?
Yeah.
Dennis, do you like eggs?
Oh, yeah, I like eggs, but French toast is my preference, but if you want to cook the eggs over easy, that's fine.
Okay, I'll make you eggs and hats and coats.
Oh, no problem. problem.
And maybe you know what? I'll make you an egg, a hat, and a coat, and some French toast.
Wow.
You'll have to go all out.
Dennis, for you, because I'm going to want you to have a nice, wonderful breakfast, because then I'm going to want you to leave no later than 8 a.m.
Well, that's going to be up to you, because you're going to have to drive Dennis back to the location.
It's a good idea. If I could drive there, then you don't have to drive me back to my car.
Okay, we'll talk about
that. Well, now, are you going to make Dennis wear a blindfold, or are you going to go with the bag over his head?
I'm driving.
Do you know, under the guise that Dennis does everything we tell him to do, I think if Dennis understands the rules, Dennis can come to my house.
Yeah,
Dennis can drive.
Let him know where you live?
Yeah, Dennis can drive to my house. Absolutely.
Wow. You're a bigger man than me, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
You live in way down.
Dennis?
You live way
Dennis?
Down there.
Dennis?
What?
You see, this is part of the stuff we're going to have a nice chat about.
What?
See, we're not going to talk about that, are we?
That you live in.
You're just going to say I live in a nice house.
I know that.
No, a house in Hooterville.
Okay, in Hooterville.
Okay.
Junction.
That's right. So that's really one of the only rules for you, Dennis.
I'll
tell you, you know, actually, now that I thought that because of just what he just said,
yeah.
I changed my mind. And I have that prerogative of changing my mind.
Of course you do.
Dennis,
yeah.
I will meet you at a predetermined location.
Mike, that is what I would do.
Yeah.
I swear to God,
that's exactly what I would do.
You think I'm going on? Okay, whatever you want, Mike.
I'm doing that, Dennis, because I just think that's the right thing to do.
And then that gets me back.
Whatever you think is best.
That gets me back to my original question. Will you blindfold him or put a bag over his head as you drive up to your house?
I'm willing to take suggestions. I think the blindfold is
more humane.
Yeah.
I think, you know what?
I think the bag would be funny, though.
Well, let's make a compromise. A blindfold and a bag. Good idea. Yeah, and wait, you know, do they have those kind of things? Do they sell executioner's hoods around
here? Yeah. Get him a ski mask and put it on backwards.
But you know what that's going to result in? By the time when he walks in the front door, it's going to be this sweat parade.
Right. Yeah. Well, he's already pretty sweaty.
Yeah.
Mike,
you know what I'm going to get?
Have you thought about just putting him in your trunk?
that's a wonderful idea.
Dennis, listen, I'm serious. How would you feel about riding to Mike's house in his trunk?
I don't want to put him in my trunk.
I don't
want to put him in my trunk. You know what I'm going to get him?
What?
Buzz, don't you have these things? The from your eye surgeries or whatever. The you know the kind of things you get on an airplane.
I'll lend you the mask.
Like,
we have some up at our office right now.
Excellent. That's what the record company sent us. Okay.
I wore one of those before, so don't worry.
And Dennis, even though I'm going to have to drive you, that'll add about 2 hours and a half to the stay.
No. Where can make him meet you? The Washington Monument?
I'm in Philadelphia. No.
I was there yesterday.
It'll still be, leaving my house will still be...
Dennis, what was that?
Excuse me.
The perfect guest.
There he is.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, help me.
Enjoy, Mike.
God, help me. Dennis, what I'll do is, you still 8 o'clock, an 8 o'clock departure from the house itself. I won't count the time that I pick you up and the time that I drop you off. It'll be...
That's bonus time.
That's bonus time. Wow. You're getting bonus time.
Whatever you think is best is fine with me. I don't care.
That's right. And Dennis...
What?
You know, people that are coming to stay over, normally a housewarming gift is an appropriate thing to bring along.
A t-shirt.
No, Dennis, I want a real housewarming gift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like?
Well, Dennis, you know, you've proven to me in the past that you're quite the gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
You want a red rose?
A red rose, yes, that'd be lovely.
Dennis, what you would bring to anyone's house as a gift if you were going to spend the night?
Why don't you think about it, Dennis? It might not be something you want to come up with right away.
Okay, I'll think of it. So you want something glad looking, don't
you? No, I don't. No, I just think that... Dennis, don't worry about it.
Maybe a nice handmade gift, Dennis. You know, those are always the nicest gift, a handmade gift.
He makes by hand?
Yeah. And I mean by hand, not hands. I mean
a handmade
gift.
Okay,
Dennis, steak is on the menu now because that's actually easier than the turkey. And for the vegetable, what would you like?
My wife makes
fantastic mashed potatoes.
Oh, man, I will be in love.
Okay, don't push it, please.
Let me ask you very quickly about your weekend. Did you dress up in drag on Saturday night?
Oh, man, I dressed up in drag, yes. And I had 10 pounds of makeup on my face.
So how did it go at the gay drag bingo party?
It went well. I was dressed in a Carol Channing wig plus 10 pounds of makeup on my face, and I was wearing pantyhose.
How did you get along with all the homos?
Oh, it gone. I got along with everybody just fine, the good people.
You always do, Dennis. And what about your event Sunday when you went up to New Jersey to be in the ESPN firefighting challenge?
I was the last one to do the challenge. And I didn't do the whole challenge, up to the specific part of the challenge.
Are you going to be on TV?
The likelihood of me being on television is probably 1%.
Why is that?
But I spoke with the ESPN guy after I did the event, and he will send me a copy of the video.
I can't believe they wouldn't put your beautiful face on ESPN.
Well, actually, it was a show, me trying to go up the stairs with a 40-pound hose on my shoulder.
Hey, Dennis, since we're going to be eating at the same table, when was the last time, just a curious question, when was the last time you went to a dentist? Just a curious question, really, legitimate question.
Hold on, let me get a side bed going here. Hold on.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to bet he hasn't been to the dentist in the last 5 years.
I am with you. That is the number that I was thinking.
Robbie, are you in on this action?
I'll say he tied my record, and I'll say 6.
Buzz?
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll say 2. 2 years.
All right, this will be like the Price is Right. The actual price without going over.
Rob is closer.
Oh, my God.
How long has it been, Dennis?
It's been 7 years.
My brother is Dennis, it's not too late to go.
7 years since he's been to the dentist.
All right, Dennis, Dennis, I want to ask you a favor.
Oh, my God, 7 years.
I want you to try to get some kind of cleaning before you come to my house.
Right, I do brush my teeth.
Doesn't matter.
Every
you,
day.
And this is
seven
not anything.
Years.
This is not anything where they're going to do any work, just a cleaning, a good cleaning.
Can you, okay, I'll try to get an appointment, but...
No, you're starting ahead. It's easy to do one of those walk-in things.
Okay, I'll try to get an appointment.
There's the sound of Dennis's... No, no, try is not good enough. I want you to do that, Dennis.
Okay, Mike, you're going my teeth. Not that bad.
Dennis, I want you to do it.
7 years, man.
Dennis, you need to get a cleaning.
I know I do, but I'm afraid of a girl.
You're afraid of what?
The grill.
A drill.
They're not going to drill. They're going to clean your teeth.
They won't drill at this stage of the game.
They don't drill. They would call you back in for a follow-up appointment.
I know.
Have to do the heavy stuff.
A couple of root canals, probably.
What? Do you have pain when you eat?
Oh, no. I don't have pain. No, no, no.
All right. You eat ice cream without your teeth hurting?
Oh, no. Ice cream goes down fine.
Have you been flossing every day, Dennis?
With one hand, it's hard for me to floss. So
Well, Dennis, you know, they make those little machines. Not machines, but they're little...
Water picks, you mean?
No, there's a little stick that you can hold that has the floss in between it.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They have those things. Dennis, I'd just like you to get a teeth cleaning before you come.
Dennis, listen, furthermore...
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to a doctor?
I've been a doctor within a year.
You got the test for all the... things happening out there?
They said I'm in good health. All I have to do is lose 40 pounds and I'll be fine.
Okay, but you can, out in your area, you just do one of those walk-in deals, you know? Schedule the appointment at one of those walk-in places, like the dentist at the mall.
I think he might have Siffy.
You think he's got Siffy?
Siffy or Ghani?
Why did you say that?
I'm just wondering, Dennis. You ever been tested for Siffy or for Ghani?
No.
How about for Hibby?
HIV? No.
Yeah. Okay.
God, I haven't been living in
it. Dennis, it starts with the mouth.
Okay.
You neglect the mouth, you neglect the rest of the body.
Okay, so try to find a dentist.
Yes.
Yeah, and get a cleaning. You can do it this week.
Huh?
You can do it this week. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for you.
But, Mike.
No buts.
All right, listen, Dennis, and this one I speak from... my own personal situation. How are your toenails?
Not good.
Thank you, Doug.
I've got the toenail fungus, and I'll tell you right now that I'm stepping to the forefront there. Do you have the toenail fungus also?
I think I probably have it worse than you, Bill.
I'm sure.
I would bet you do. How many of your toes are infected? I'm down to just one toe left.
I would say 8 of the 10 toes.
All right, Dennis. Okay, let me write this down here.
Hold on, Dennis. Dennis Fox.
Mike, I was
hold on.
Cock.
Hold on. Hold on. We still have more to talk about with you. Hold on. The guy from ESPN is online to tell you how you did with your firefighting challenge.
Okay.
Cheryl, the big dyke, is online to talk about you playing gay drag bingo.
Okay.
And we have more medical questions for you. So hold on, please, Dennis.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please.
Yeah, no, you know, use this time to think about what dentist you're going to go to this week.
8 out of 10. You might want to have to see a podiatrist, too. We'll be back with more in a moment. Last thing I got to tell you, I got the money from the old guy that ran into me.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania, so I was able to
fantastic.
Get my car fixed.
Excellent. Car looks good.
Yep, guy came through with the money. And yesterday, the worst time I've ever had. I'm not a very handy guy around the house.
Right.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I make no bones about it. We bought a new mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
I said to my wife yesterday, you know what? I'm going to install the new mailbox.
All right.
I can do this.
Right.
I go out, I pry the old mailbox off. I see that the piece of wood that it's on top of, that's nailed to the piece of wood that's coming out of the ground,
yeah.
It's gone bad.
Uh-huh.
I said to my wife, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Hechinger.
Going to buy a post?
No. Here's the post.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a piece of wood.
Right.
A piece of plywood about an inch thick.
Yeah.
That sits on top of the post.
Right. Uh-huh.
That the mailbox is attached to.
It's kind of rotted out.
It was rotted.
Right.
I measured it.
Yeah.
11 by 18.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm going to go to Hechinger, and I'm going to get them to cut me an 11 by 18 piece of plywood.
And then you're going to screw it on or fasten it somehow?
Yeah. Well, that was not the problem.
Okay.
I got the mailbox put together correctly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The problem is when I went to Hechinger, and I went to Hechinger because it's close to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
When Home Depot was just another 10 minutes away, little did I know until I arrived in Hechinger that Hechinger is closing for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because Hechinger is closing for bankruptcy, they have all idiots working there. I go in, and I'm trying to figure it out myself. I'm
right.
Looking at all the wood, you know, and I'm lost. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for a guy with one of the aprons.
Did you bring the old piece of wood
yes.
with you? Oh, hey, that's it. You shouldn't have
me.
To do anything more.
I walk up to a guy, and I say, hi, listen, I'm fixing a mailbox. I need a piece, 11 by 18, piece of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
Just go back to the lumber desk.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the lumber desk. I wait 15 minutes, nobody comes by. Finally, I go find another guy and I ask him. He sends me to another desk. He sends me to a desk where there's this old curmudgeon who's sitting behind a desk.
Right.
And there's some guy who's ordering a shower door from him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how people are when you go into a store with somebody looking at a catalog? This is a guy who has the attention span of a gnat.
Mm-hmm.
This guy cannot look at the book.
Right.
Take his eyes away and look back and figure out where he was. So this guy says, you want that in brown? And this handyman that's ordered says, yes, I'd like it in brown, please. And he goes, lost my place. Let me see. The number on that was BXM57.
Never decided to write it down.
He's BMX. Here it is. You want that in brown? The guy says, yes. As soon as he looks up at the guy,
he's
asking the question, he loses it again. He goes, I lost it. It's one of these big books that's got about 100 numbers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I'm standing there for 10 minutes, and this guy's doing it. I finally said, hey, excuse me, I don't want to order a screen door. I don't want to take away from this gentleman's time.
Right.
I've just got this 11 by 18 piece of wood. I'd like you to cut me a piece of wood like this. He says, fine. Go back to the scraps. Find yourself a scrap piece of wood. I'll be back as soon as I can to cut it out for you.
You're out of your depth already.
Okay, fine. You know,
go to the scrap pile.
I don't want to ask any questions first. I don't know where the goddamn scrap pile is.
Then you don't want to be picking around in the scrap pile because you're not sure what, you know.
Well, I know that I want to find a piece of wood.
It matches the width, right?
A piece of wood as thick as the piece of plywood that I got, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go back, and I mean, I'm looking everywhere. I can't find the scrap pile. Now, I'm not going to go back to the guy at the desk.
Right.
So finally, someone else walks by and says, excuse me, can you tell me where the scrap pile is?
I don't know. I'm, I work in the gardening section.
I said, fine. Could you get somebody to find, ask me if, tell me.
Places are too big.
Where is there? But there's only 5 people working in the whole store.
Right.
At this point, a customer comes by and says to me, well, you know, they've gone bankrupt here.
Mm-hmm.
They're like on their last legs.
Yeah, they're having to go on out of business.
So finally a person comes back and he says, oh, the scrap pile. We don't have any scrap because people buy it as fast as we get it.
Oh, my God.
I said, all right. So you know what I do? I go over and they pick out a big piece of plywood. It's like a, it's 2x4. Big, giant piece of plywood. And I bring it back over to the guy at his desk. And I say, hi. And the guy says, excuse me, I'm taking care of this customer. That's the same guy. Same guy ordering the same shower door.
Right.
I said,
is he the only guy that they let use the saw?
Yes.
Yes.
He's the only guy. One guy that can use the saw.
Mm-hmm.
I said to the shower door guy, I said, would you mind if I ask this guy a question? He says, no, go ahead. At this point, the guy sitting behind the desk, the lumber guy, takes off his old man reading glasses. They're those half glasses that are hanging on a rope around his neck. He takes them off. He looks at me like I'm really bothered. He goes, yes, how can I help you? And now at this point, I've been 30 minutes for a piece of wood.
Uh-huh.
And I'm petrified to go home and tell my wife...
You didn't do it.
...that I didn't do it.
Right.
And then my wife's going to bust my balls and she sent me on the world's easiest job.
Sure.
I said, you have no scrap wood back there. He says, yes, we do. I said, I looked, I asked, there's no scrap. So I got this big, I'm holding this big ass 2x4 piece of wood. I go,
could you just... 2x4? 2 feet by 4 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay. What'd you think, 2 inches by 4 inches?
No, just 2x4 is like a 2x4, you know.
No, no.
And it was a square. Usually, they're big sheets of plywood.
And that's what it was.
You had a full. Did you have a full sheet?
A full sheet.
Like the length of, like 4 feet tall?
Yes, yes.
And maybe 3 feet wide
like
or whatever.
Like a giant picture.
Maybe like 4x6 or something like that. You
whatever.
Know?
You know, I'm not good at this. You know, you're
understand.
Probably right.
Yeah, I mean, the big sheets of plywood.
Right. Oh,
right.
I understand, right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're correct. A 2x4 would just be a piece of wood I could put over my shoulder.
Right,
and walk
absolutely,
out with
yes.
This is like holding a big painting.
Okay, I understand.
I'm walking around with this big sheet of plywood. Could you just come back and cut this 11 by 18? It'll take you 2 seconds. I'll be out of your way. Would you mind, sir? The guy with the shower thing. And he goes, no, I'm in no rush at all. Go ahead. Help yourself. And now the guy puts his glasses back on and he says, we have a policy here at Hechinger. First come, first serve. I told you I'd be with you as soon as I could. I said, fine. He says, go back and wait by the lumber.
All right.
Oh, I go back by the lumber. I wait another 5 minutes. Now I think my wife's going to think that I got in a car wreck or something. I've done 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody back there in this place. I pick up the telephone.
God.
I call my wife. I go, hey, honey, listen. You won't believe the jerk-offs that work at this place. I said, I'm just trying to get the wood cut. And all of a sudden I hear click, hello? And I look up, and it's the lumber guy. He comes back. He's now put his finger on the telephone. He goes, this is for company use only.
Oh, God.
I said, I'm sorry. I'm just calling my wife. I left my cell phone in the car. I've been in here 40 minutes now. He says, I won't be able to cut that wood for you right now. I'll be back in a few minutes. So the guy, because the guy's obviously pissed, I was using the telephone.
Right. And did he hear the J.O. reference? To?
No, I don't think he heard the
employees
the guy
store.
Walks away. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I got a saw at home.
Right.
I can do this myself.
I can fix it.
So I take the piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm up at the front of the store. It's now been 45 minutes since I walked in the door.
Right.
And there's nobody at the charge, at the checkout.
Right.
There's nobody there. I am standing there with
you're
a piece of wood.
Starting to cry yet?
Well, no. I'm thinking, if I wanted to...
You could just walk out.
I could walk out of this store and nobody would know.
Right. Sure.
So I think, well, you know what? If I take a walk towards the door, like the security camera will cast me or something,
sure.
And I'm not going to steal this, but I got to get somebody's attention. So I walk over towards the door, and I'm still holding this big piece. So I said, excuse me. Excuse me. Can anybody help me?
Right.
Hello, I'd like to check out.
Right.
Hello.
They're all, you know, getting ready to collect their last paycheck, so they probably don't care. Right?
Finally, I walked over. Finally, a guy came up with the information booth.
Right.
I said to him, hi, is there a check here that can help me? And he said, oh, we're a little short-staffed. You know, we're going out of business. There's not much I can do.
I wonder why.
So I showed the guy. I said, look, I see this? $9.49. I pulled a $10 bill. I said, here. I gave the guy $10.
And walked out.
I said, keep the change. The guy said, you can't take that without paying for it. I said, I just gave you the $10. $9.49. Ring it up. I've been in here 45 minutes. See you later.
Yeah.
I'm making my way out the door. That's when the lumber guy shows up at the front door. Hey, excuse me. You'll have to come back. And all he wanted to tell me when I came back was that he was going to be 10 more minutes before he cut the wood.
See ya.
I swear to God. He just said, I will be 10 more minutes. I got one more thing to do.
Did you, were you able to successfully cut it into little...
It's a good thing I got a big piece of wood.
Right.
Because it took me a couple of tries to get it down. But yes, finally I was able to get it to 11 by 18 exactly.
Well, you make sure you drive back to Heckinger's and put the remnants over on the scrap pile. And that's for the next guy that comes along.
I was able to put the mailbox on. Got it. Beautiful job.
You know, I've always told you, really, think about the possibility of hiring a full-time caretaker.
The worst, that's the biggest CF I've ever had. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest fuster cluck I've ever had in a store.
Those places are intimidating anyway to start with. Because, I mean, it's usually people that are handy, that know what they're doing, that are in the store, and people that are handy that are working at the store. And it's very, very
frustrating. But there was nobody around. That's the whole thing. And I'm standing at the front of the store, hold this thing. And I got a loud voice. I'm like,
right.
Excuse me. Hello. I'd like to pay for this piece of plywood.
Right, right.
Hello. I finally paid a guy at the stupid information desk, and then I think they're going to yell at me.
Right.
It's just a guy with the funny glasses saying it'll be 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes there while I take out the shower curtain.
Fine. I'll be right back.
Well, you'll be going back there soon, I'm sure.
No, I won't.
You have to.
Then I got home, and I said to my wife, she says, where you been? I said, where have I been? I've been going through the worst experience of my life. She said, where'd you go? I said, I went to Heckinger. She goes, you're stupid. You should have gone to Home Depot. Said, nobody goes to Heckinger.
They'll cut it for you real quick.
Yeah, well.
Got hundreds of them.
I know they do.
All over the store. Wearing their orange aprons.
I know that.
Fine sponsor of this program.
I know that.
I think. I hope.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, I know that now. I didn't know this yesterday. Oh, just one last thing. I promise. The last thing I got to tell you about.
Did you try to fix something else?
No. My son, as you know, he's going back to school.
Right.
14 years old now. Starts the ninth grade. Today's his first day of the ninth grade. Last night at dinner, we're having our family dinner, you know, getting the schedule ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to doing carpool. Got to leave the house by 6:45 every morning.
God, that's early.
He says to me, Dad, and I'm not going to mention this other kid's name, a friend of his. He goes, Dad, can I have the same deal as Robbie Spiewak? I'll use the name Robbie Spiewak. I say, the same deal for what? He says, Robbie Spiewak gets Playboy. I said, pardon me? He says, Robbie Spiewak, that kid in my class, you know him. You've been to his parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
They buy him Playboy.
14?
Yeah. I said,
Jesus.
I said, they buy him Playboy? I said, yeah. They'd rather just buy it for him than have him sneak it in. So they buy him Playboy.
Ah, the open style of parenting.
The Dad, can I have Playboy? I said, let me think about that. No! So this was the discussion we get into last night.
Right.
And my wife, who's no help in this.
Really? I think she would have stood up and supported you. Did she like seeing you twist in the wind on this one?
My wife was sitting at the other end of the table, and she said, well, you know 14-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have him sneak it into the house? I said, you know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have him not buy pornography until he's 18.
Mm-hmm.
Then he can buy Playboy if he wants. He said, but Dad, what about when we were at the beach and you ordered 11 movies?
Oh, yeah. That's true. That is the great dilemma. Do what I do. What is it? Do what I say, not what I do.
Exactly. Well, the difference is, I'm 40. I'm going to be 41 next week.
Right.
You're 14. And then I find myself falling into all the traps of the things that my dad said.
Yeah,
said,
that's right. That's what happened.
My house. When you live in my house.
Right.
You watch, but you live by my rules.
Sure.
You watch what I tell you to watch on TV.
Here's the deal you make with him. You don't squeal on him if he doesn't squeal on you.
No, but I'm not making a deal with him. He's a 14-year-old kid.
I know. Johnny Liberal.
Absolutely not.
The liberal parent by Buzz Burbank.
And I'm a pretty liberal parent.
You are?
Yeah.
You're more liberal than I would be.
I said to him, I said, who took you to see the movie American Pie?
Mm-hmm.
I took you to see that.
Right.
I said, who took you to see There's Something About Mary? I did. I said, if we're watching the movie.
So do his parents, the parents of the Zillow, are we talking about a subscription here? Like every month it comes in the...
Oh, yes, wow. The kid got...
At 14?
The kid has a subscription to Playboy.
That's young.
I know you not.
I know you can say this to your son. It would be impossible to say this. But if you were to do that, it takes the normal... behavior out of it. You know what I mean? Well, it takes the fact that when you do stumble across that or somebody has snuck it somewhere, you know, if it's subscribed for, it's, I think it's just sending the wrong message. It really is.
You know, the different ways of parroting and different strokes and all that other jazz, no pun intended.
Oh, sure, sure. That's pretty... That's pretty out there. I've heard of a lot of permissive parents, but that's pretty way out there.
You know, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. They just, Dad, will you bring me home some of your Playboys from work? I said, no, I'm not bringing you my Playboys from work.
Jesus.
You know, and then I dig myself in a bigger hole. I said, listen, I have those Playboys at work for my job.
That's right. Well, hey, I'm sorry, though. We've, you know, it's true.
I said, I get many good articles out of there, mm-hmm. and I get all of my dirty numbers for Rob A. Dash for Transvestite out of the back of those magazines.
There you go.
Right. I am not bringing you my Playboys. And that was a big, and that was the last thing he said to me this morning. First day of school.
Wow.
We pulled up to the school. I said, okay, have a great day. You know, I'll see you tonight. I love you. He says, Dad, I love you, too. Hey, Dad. Could you please buy me a subscription to Playboy?
Oh,
no!
My God.
No, I'm not buying you a subscription to Playboy.
So go figure that out. Unbelievable. Oh, boy. That is tough. That is tough.
Keep in mind, there's some kids in the neighborhood. I mean, I know I'm already one of the permissive parents. There's some kids in the neighborhood, who are not allowed to watch the show Friends.
Yeah, sure.
Their parents won't let them, and they were talking about 14-year-old kids,
right?
Won't let them watch Friends.
Sure.
You know, the kids were down, I guess, a couple of weekends ago, mm-hmm. and they wanted to rent that movie Varsity Blues.
Right.
I said, sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they're renting the movie, one of the kids, I hear him on the phone with his mom, and she says, what are you doing? He says, we're watching a movie that Bart's dad rented for us.
And he goes, uh-huh, uh-huh.
No, it's a movie about football.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's watching it with us. Okay.
Bye-bye.
He hangs up the phone. I said to him, I said, what'd you tell your mom? He said, oh, my mom won't let me watch this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, different strokes for different parents.
Right. But no Playboys, man.
It works.
I'm sorry, no Playboys.
Yeah, you know, the ones reining them in and the ones buying the subscription to Playboy. I don't know. You know, I'd love to, I'd love to get their numbers and see where they are in 15 years.
The kid that's buying the parent, I want to say the parents that are buying the Playboy, they're among our closest friends. But, you know, they're great people and their kid is a great kid.
You know, who's to say, you know, a lot of kids that have that kind of, there's more permissiveness, there's more trust on that. Sometimes that works. Sometimes the kids that you know, get reined in a little bit more, sometimes that works. You never know what the real answer is.
I know. And then doing this show ends up being a huge problem for me, too.
Of course.
Because then Bart says, well, Dad, at least I didn't lose my virginity at 12 to the girl next door who cuts the grass.
Oh, man.
And I'm like,
that's
what?
Tough.
I sort of said to myself, oh, where'd you hear that?
Right.
I heard it on your show.
Oh my God.
Oh,
dear. Forget about it.
You're not allowed to listen to the show anymore.
Forget about it.
Okay, that's it. We have to break. We'll be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike.
Now, this past weekend, besides all the things going on, besides the fact that the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire bet ended,
right.
Dennis went to gay bingo, he went to the ESPN thing, there was one other event happening this weekend. Our own Bobo Spiewak,
right,
went to Redskins Stadium, where he was selected as the announcer for the starting lineups for the Washington Redskins Carolina Panthers game.
Now, after having your heart broken the first week,
yes.
The opener, the home opener, they they didn't let you do it then, but they let you do it yesterday.
It made up for it because, as you know, I live, breathe, and die sports. So it was exciting to get down on the old gridiron.
Now, I was telling Mike, the funniest moment was I was still on the air doing the Redskins pregame show, and while we're on the air, Broyhill taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around because Larry was talking, I go, what I'm doing the show. And he points up to the big Jumbotron, and there is Rob Spiewak's giant face.
Gotta know that was beautiful. Really beautiful. And with the way they have the Jumbotron placed, there was no glare. All that shine was me.
Now, were you aware of you being on the Jumbotron, or were you facing it?
No, and actually, I did not look, and my wife, they actually let my wife come down on the field with me in a last-ditch effort to save the marriage, and she didn't even look up there.
Right.
So I had no idea until Don told me that I was on
the Jumbotron.
So
everybody at the game saw your massive cranium on a massive Jumbotron.
Right, and they recoiled in horror.
So what we're going to hear first is Rob being introed by the Redskins PA guy.
Yeah. The real guy that everybody recognizes.
Yeah, the guy that goes like, 3rd and 3 from the 27.
Right.
Then we will hear Rob bring Redskins fans on the field to try to kick a field goal to win a prize.
Okay.
Right? Then we will hear Rob introduce his good friend Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rob will introduce the band and the Redskinettes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he will introduce the Carolina Panthers. And then the Washington Redskins.
One thing that was sort of surprising is they have the entire game of PA stuff scripted. It's a thick, thick thing.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And they thrust it all at me, and they sort of sprung it on me, and they do it all, and it's all down to like 15-second increments. And the whole time I'm talking, there's a lady next to me, Britt Williams, who was great, but she says, faster. Slower, slower, faster, fast, faster, slower, because she's trying to hit all her little five-second marks.
Right.
Do a player, do a player. So she's like a mental patient, but
cool.
She was great.
Very, very, very. And the people from the Redskins,
bless
their hearts, they were so upset. Yesterday, I was up in the booth getting ready to do the pregame show, and I had no less than four people from the Redskins PR staff come by. First one said, do we have to worry about the fellow from your show who's doing the announcements? I said, no. He's really into it.
He'll be fine.
Second guy comes by and he says, you haven't written anything for him, have you? I said, no, he's just going to be
right.
Reading whatever you wrote him. Third guy comes by, all these people from the PR office,
right.
They come by and go, this Rob Spiewak, is this a joke to him or does he take this seriously?
I
take
this. Wow.
Fourth guy comes by, big up in the PR department,
yeah. Says,
I want you to know something, we're going to hold you personally responsible for his conduct today.
Oh, wow. That's pretty heavy duty.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that said there'll be no shock jockery?
I think it is. The guy who called Jeremy on Friday.
Yeah,
really?
Listen, we'll have no shock jockery.
No shock jockery.
The Redskins had their panties in a wad about nothing.
Yeah.
Rob went out there. As a matter of fact, Fried and I bust a gut when we heard him announcing some of the Redskins players.
From North Carolina, Brad Johnson!
I mean, it starts out a little tentative, but by the time I got into it and
by the time you were confident,
how great and how fun this was,
right.
I was really knocking myself out. So I apologize in advance, but I do sound like a mental patient. By the time I bring out the Redskins office, I'm screaming my head off, my voice is cracking, but
good.
It was a lot of fun.
All right. Is this on tape one, Robbie?
It is on real one.
Here's the Redskins, the real announcer guy, introducing Robbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak from WJFK to host Modell's Field Goal Challenge and the team introductions. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you. Good afternoon. The team contestant in Modell's Field Goal Challenge today is Bud Laurie from beautiful Waldorf, Maryland. Now, Bud is going to attempt three field table gift certificates from Modell.
Now, was that your microphone crapping out
there? Yeah, they had trouble with their wireless microphone.
Oh, okay.
Later on, they switched me to a wired mic, so the sound picks up a little.
All right.
That's good. You could use a little more boot, Bud, but that's good for three. Let's be number two.
You sound very tentative right now.
It's nervous. It's the first time that I'm in there and actually having...
Great.
It's like a full second coming back at you, so it's a little weird and spacey when you're trying to talk.
But doesn't that calm you down a little bit? I mean, did it calm you down?
The soothing sound of my voice?
No,
of course.
Just kind of like the it's so big that you really...
Yeah,
you know.
I guess, but that's why I was talking like three syllables at a time at first, because you're trying to get used to it.
Sure.
It was kind of creepy.
Do you ever look up and realize there are 80,000 people there?
I was so focused on looking at that one stupid little microphone in the script. That's all. I mean, I could have been in a box. I had no idea. I feel what was going on.
All right, let's hear more now.
Excellent work. Let's be number three. Make Waldorf proud, bud. Oh, a little to the right, but two for three is good. For $250 in gift certificates from Cornell. Congratulations, bud. Let's hear it for him.
Listen to that crowd roar.
They're going nuts. They
I
love you, Rob.
Into a frenzy.
They
I really
love you.
Did.
Now you gonna introduce Ronald McDonald?
Yes, that's the next thing on the page.
You're a good friend.
He's a little creepy.
Hey, that's my daughter's favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Redskins and the Ronald McDonald House have a special announcement, and here to tell you more is Ronald McDonald himself.
Whoa! All right. Whoa!
Is that Ronald?
That's Ronald. He was great. Real pro.
Hey, I like the music.
Yeah, I didn't pick that.
It's Cherie. Ooh, yes, pull my finger.
He's a black Ronald McDonald.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that. Very good. Very cool.
Right, now we're going to hear Rob introduce the marching band and the cheerleaders.
Yes. This is big time. This is we're getting close to the real deal here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I cut out, the band actually played.
Welcome to a new season for Redskins football. Today's game features the Carolina Panthers versus your Washington Redskins.
cue to the band?
For your entertainment, we introduce a group that has become a Washington institution. Celebrating their 61st year of entertaining the fans of D.C., please welcome the famous Washington Redskins Marching Band.
That's great.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a change in the ownership, but the Redskinettes this year are so hot.
Really? Yeah, I saw some of them on TV. Yeah, they've made some changes.
In previous years, they've had some real pigs out there
right.
as the Redskinettes.
Mm-hmm.
They're hot this year.
And I think a little younger. I think the mean age is a little younger this
there
year.
There you go. Yeah, it's not a career anymore, right?
All right, now we have you introducing, did you introduce the defense of the Panthers
yeah,
or the
offense? Panthers first, and that was their defense. They didn't know until the very last minute, so it was
so a, you did not get to see, say, Biakabatuka.
Tim Biakabatuka. No, I did not.
Biakabatuka.
But when Carrie saw him on the field, she laughed because that's all I've been saying at the house all week.
Biakabatuka. You screwed it up there.
I did.
Too bad you didn't do the offense, because you also would have had to do Mushin Muhammad.
Right.
Yeah, there was
Can
a
I
lot
tell
of...
you something really seriously? Your whole presentation, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah,
I think
nice.
You don't
Thank
sound
you.
Like somebody that, I mean, you had all the, you know, you sold it, which
you
is really
terrific.
You may
want to hold on to that until you hear me screaming the Redskins.
Okay,
thing,
all right. Well, so far, so great, yeah, in my opinion.
All right, let me hear a little more here. This is Robbie now introducing the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, and they said, don't put anything into this. This is the opposition.
Okay.
So, it's time to introduce today's opponent, the Carolina Panthers, coached by George Seifert.
Yeah, right. Boo, there's our Redskins
fan. And the
fans.
Starting defense for the Panthers.
Oh, you know what? Let me do a break here.
Okay.
I don't want to have to interrupt this.
I want to hear the combination, too, when he announces the Redskins.
Yes, let's do it by the end. We'll be back with the rest of this in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike.
I love Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Yes. The cartoon man's coming.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Andrew, I'm
hey,
sorry.
Buddy.
The man from cartoon land.
Don't worry. I won't pick on Mike.
Okay, thank you. A lot of people have been doing that today. I appreciate you being one who's not.
Oh, I am. But hey, Robbie has a good voice. I was wondering when you're going to have a position available.
What position? Missionary?
No, taking Rob's position. He's going to go out on his own now.
Right. Well, you know, I think that there are, you know, for the next major PA opening that they have at one of the major stadiums.
There's not too many of those gigs available. I don't know if I can picture Rob doing the intros for the Chicago Bulls, though.
But didn't Mark Brooks die? So don't we all move up one?
He did
yeah.
pass.
Yeah,
he did,
so we could, it could happen.
He did pass away.
All right, well, shall be missed.
Let's hear the rest. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
Thank you. Let's get back now to the Sabre. Robbie Spiewak.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak.
Now we're going to hear Rob introduce the Carolina Panthers and the Washington Redskins.
It's time to introduce today's opponent, the Carolina Panthers, coached by George Seifert.
Right,
and the starting defense for the Panthers.
Yeah. Well, what?
I was asking Rob if this was the most nervous he was.
Yeah, because
this is the real football.
I had only seen the names just recently. Like 5 minutes is when they decide whether
they're
going to introduce the offense or the defense, and I didn't know the names very well.
No real tough ones on Carolina,
no,
though, right?
No, pretty easy. It was cool, and I don't know if it picked up on the tape. It was the greatest boo when they introduced Sean Gilbert.
All right, Redskins fans hate him. Okay, here we go.
At left end, number 97, Jason Peter. Left tackle, number 90, Tim Morabito.
That's tough.
Well, that was a tough one, Ron.
That's a real tough one.
Morabito.
Anybody help you with that one?
No, I knew that because I tutored with Jim McClure.
Okay, very good.
Morabito. Good luck to you. I'm going to get another get another half smoke.
Morabito.
The lady talking to you in the background?
Mm-hmm.
At right tackle, number 94, Sean Gilbert.
They're listening to you, Rob.
Yeah, they are.
At right end, number 99, Chuck Wiley.
Hey, Wiley.
At linebacker, number 91, Kevin Green. At linebacker, number 55, Steve Tovar.
Also, you sound very macho doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you really, you're belting it out, buddy.
The voice almost runs out before it's all said and done.
Wait till he gets to the Redskins. Yeah, really? Then he'll turn on the voice that we wanted him to do.
Okay, yeah. good.
His rattling
voice.
Yeah,
they told me, just read the names and that's it.
Right.
For Carolina.
Yeah, right. No enthusiasm.
Exactly. Right.
Enthusiasm.
Linebacker, number 56, Mike Barrow. At left cornerback, number 25, Eric Davis.
If you want, I'll take it out. If you want to take it out, you're welcome.
And who's talking there?
I don't know. I think that might be how they have the stadium wired.
Okay.
There was no one near me, so I don't know who that would be talking.
All of a sudden, it just sounded like I'm listening to Steve Johnson.
Could have been Steve Johnson, Mike.
Yeah, really.
if they had a microphone out in the beer truck.
At right cornerback, number 33, Doug Evans.
You say you want to put it right on the 50?
At safety, number 46, Brent Alexander.
You put that where you want it, then we'll put this in the
And at safety, number 30, Mike Minter.
So now you're done with Carolina?
That's it for Carolina. The Redskins have a fireworks shot for every time a player comes out, which is sort of cool.
Right.
Because that was seriously like 5 yards to my left.
Right.
So there's fireworks going off, and they're playing this loud music, and that's one of the reasons why I guess I got excited and screamed my full head off.
All right, well, no, this is where it gets good now.
Okay.
Here we go. Robbie part four. Fourth cut. Here we go.
Here it is.
This is a good one.
This is it. Coming up
We're
now.
We're rolling.
We're recording.
You ready? Right now.
Here most folks.
Here he comes.
Most folks.
Right now.
Here it comes.
Most.
There it is.
Most folks. Right. Oops, sorry.
Both. Here they are.
Hold on. Back it up a little
bit. Yeah, I want to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, me too. All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
And now, here they are, coached by Norv Turner.
Yeah, they do run the good devil music at the yeah. stadium now.
Your new Washington Redskins!
And the starting
That's why I told you.
Now, could you hear it? Was it that way in the stadium, too? Or?
Well, as you can tell, I'm doing my best to hear myself. I'm screaming
my
head.
So that, it, you're it, sitting it in the stands?
Down there.
We were sitting in the stands, no, and they had it balanced out in the stands.
Right.
So you could hear Rob.
Good.
Louder than the music.
Good, okay.
I think it just must be because we're getting the feed, like, from the Redskins
yeah, right.
mixing
yeah,
board.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe even before it goes into the mixing board.
Right. Who is that, Keith Sim?
Keith Sim.
I told
you that I was doing it.
Oh, my God. Did you hear his voice crack on that one, though?
Yeah.
Raymer!
Corey Raymer!
Like Wally Cleaver there, Robbie.
It's all I've got.
Giving it everything I got.
Thank you for coming, ladies and gentlemen.
I do remember from sitting in the stands, he really does sell when the quarterback comes out.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah. Oh,
Brad
yeah.
Johnson.
Good.
That's what he really gives it.
Practice. Who knows? We can beat that.
No, you done good, Rob.
Yeah. Excellent job.
You're good. You didn't screw the pooch.
Oh, that's cool. Fantastic.
You know what?
You have that's balls to do it that way. I mean, really, we do that in here all the time. We do it in our Las Vegas style shows, but to do it there, did anybody give you any heebie-jeebie looks when you did that at all?
No, not at all. And as a matter of fact, that was the only thing I knew going in. As I said, I told Don and Mike I had to wear my hat and I had to scream the Redskins' names like that.
All right, very good.
And they were cool with it, so it all worked out.
I'm going to call the Redskins tomorrow and see if we can get a better tape. Maybe they've got an in-house tape.
They have another tape coming. I forget the gentleman's name, but they actually have a video they're going to send me as a keepsake. And so perhaps the audio will be better on that.
Excellent. All right. Then we'll be able to hear that one
very
more time.
Very good.
Rob Spiewak!
You had to be there.
That was great. Had to see his big head on the big jumbotron. I thought, piss my pants.
Speaking of pants, I bet his wearing a Royal Watt after the game, too.
Speaking of his pants.
Yeah.
Rob just split his pants.
I did.
During the commercial set. I knocked him for a...
You got to work hard to split a pair of jeans.
Well, these are old. I mean, these are Bauer jeans, Eddie Bauer. They're the greatest. They wear like iron, but these are like probably 2 years old.
I knocked over a bunch of pencils and stuff, and I said to Rob, oh, don't worry, I'll get him. And I leaned over to pick him up, and he said, no, I'll get him. And he leaned over, and I was like, he said, well, there go the pants.
Hey, all in a day's work.
That's right. It's the excitement. It's the excitement. That's it. No, it's not. You're too big.
The Don and Mike Show.